Thank you so much. Always lovely to talk to you. Caroline Frost, entertainment writer. Thank you very much indeed. It's always lovely to talk to Caroline. And I'm contractually obliged to talk to John Holmes. Hello, John.
Hey there, Julia Hartley Brewer.
Hey there.
How are you?
Hey.
Hey.
You went a bit sort of Radio 1 on me there.
Did I? Well, they've got good radio.
A bit sort of smashy and nicey. Yeah, we're not paid enough to work on the BBC, are we?
Well, not in any way. Not nearly enough, quite frankly.
Oh, the boss is listening.
Yeah. Hi, boss.
What's happening on your show?
Give us more. Well, there's queuing, obviously, at airports. So that's... They're queuing for security reasons. It's not even Brexit queuing yet. So
there will be Brexit queuing, I'm sure. They'll make up with that. I just don't understand. We mentioned this on my show yesterday. I don't understand why any country would want make people to feel unwelcome and annoyed as they arrive or leave their country. You want to be opening... if you open the door, red carpet out for people who are flying into your country.
Yes, you do. The problem is it's coming back again, as far as I can see. The queues seem to be worse getting into the country. Anyway, we're talking... Alex Dibble is at Gatwick. I don't know why, but
is that just because people?
I think
decide,
he might be going.
Did
on
the
holiday?
Office have a vote and say let's just send Alex Dibble to Gatwick?
He's pointlessly at Gatwick, so we're going to be talking to him where nothing is happening, because that's the nature of the business. And then we will be talking about prison riots as well. So
well,
excellent. I've sharpened the adverts into a shiv.
I've seen your production team, and I have to say they definitely have started a prison riot or two in their time. This is Talk Radio. John will be here after 1 o'clock to take you through the afternoon. I'll be back 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Stay tuned.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Score the biggest deal of the Premier League and save an unbeatable £900 versus Sky over 18 months with Britain's lowest price Sky Sports bundle from TalkTalk. For just £28.45 a month, get award-winning TV, all 8 Sky Sports channels and unlimited broadband including line rental. But hurry, the big summer save ends 17th of August. Search TalkTalk TV now. TalkTalk. For everyone. Based on slower broadband speeds than BT and Virgin, competitor contracts for 12 months, Sky has more channels, contract and conditions apply.
There's no need to scream and shout. If there's a U-bend that needs straightening out,
there's a local hero for that. If your lights are leaving you in the dark, there's no need for a rude remark.
There's a local hero for that. Whether it's plumbing, heating, drains or electrics, we've got a local tradesman who can help. There's no call-out charge and all work comes with a 12-month British Gas guarantee. Book online now. There's a local hero for that. localheroes.com.
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shave and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shave for my mum to let her know I'm here for her.
I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
Boom! Football is back. What better way to see it in than the Sun on Sunday's 64-page Premier League guide? Featuring in-depth analysis on all clubs, the ins and outs, and Shearer's predictions for the new season. And get some handy knowledge for your dream team. Get in! Grab your guide in the Sun on Sunday. The Sun, we live it.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
All right, then, just after 1 o'clock. Hello, I'm John Holmes. It's Wednesday. Here's Victoria. She's got news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, 3 musketeers guilty of terrorism, toxic crisis in prisons and Mogmentum.
Talk Radio.
Members of a gang who describe themselves as the Musketeers have been convicted of plotting a pipe bomb attack in the UK. The 4 men were caught during an undercover operation by police and MI5 in Birmingham. Officers bugged a car and found a bomb and a machete in a sports bag. Matt Ward is the head of the West Midlands Counter-Terrorism Unit.
We've seen tragically across the country what happens when we're not able to stop those attacks. On this occasion, we're very grateful we have been able to stop it and we have kept the communities of not only the Midlands but the UK safer.
New figures show a record number of deaths from drug poisoning in England and Wales. More than 3,700 people were killed by illegal or legal substances in 2016. The Ministry of Justice insists it's bringing in more prison officers as it's accused of doing nothing to help a crisis in English and Welsh jails. The head of the Prison Governors Association has written a letter describing a toxic mix of rising prisoner numbers and a lack of staff. Baby P's abusive stepfather has been refused parole. Stephen Barker was jailed for life with a minimum of 10 years for raping a 2-year-old girl and 12 years over a campaign of abuse that led to the death of 17-month-old Peter in 2007. The Duke of Edinburgh is making his final solo appearance on royal duty this afternoon. Prince Philip will attend a parade by the Royal Marines. And Conservative MP Jacob Rees-Mogg has told Talk Radio he's enormously flattered a man got a tattoo in his honour.
It's a great compliment. I just hope he doesn't become a socialist when he gets older and try and have to change it. But no, it's a huge compliment, very flattering.
Ross Atkinson's had Mogmentum, a play on the Labour grassroots movement, inked on his chest. The Tory backbench has seen a surge in support recently, but he insists he's not vying for Theresa May's job.
So, if any person in the public eye, Victoria...
Yes, John?
Whose face would you have tattooed on you?
I wouldn't.
Well, you've got tattoos. You've got tattoos, haven't you?
Yeah.
What tattoos have you got?
I've got a couple of flowers and an anchor.
A what?
An anchor.
A bit like, similar to Jacob Rees-Mogg. But
not really, well, in any way.
Another
okay,
letter.
I see what you're gesturing.
Another letter on the front. So when you got tattoos, though, were you offered, I don't know, because I'm not tattooed. I am not stained with the ink.
Wow.
Is that what they say?
No, no one's ever said that.
Okay. Well, I'm not. And I just wonder, how do you choose from a catalogue? Or what was your reasoning for your flower and your anchor?
I like Sailor Jerry style tattoos. So that was the reasoning.
Do you like sailors? Is that what you're saying?
Well, that wasn't what I was saying, but I don't dislike them. Men in uniform.
All right.
Yep.
Also, by the way, when you said the Three Musketeers...
There are four of them, I know, but they've been dubbed the Three Musketeers.
Well, that's...
Three of them were found guilty before the fourth one was.
Yeah, but no, but what I'm saying is when you started that news bulletin with the Three Musketeers have been found guilty of terror offences, I was thinking, well, that's very historical news. That's not current. I mean, I was genuinely going back. I was like, what? That happened centuries ago.
Different ones.
Yeah. I understand now. I mean, I listened
good,
to the rest of the story.
Good.
Anyway, hi, Victoria.
Hi, John.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Fine. Do we do weather?
I got to do some weather,
yeah.
Come on.
Talk Radio, national weather.
There it is.
So wet and windy in most places today. Staying sunny, though, in northern Scotland. Highs of 20 degrees.
Thank you. Now here's...
Jake Robson.
You don't sound sure.
It is him.
With the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Great trade prices could be closer than you think. We're opening new branches across the UK. Find your nearest Selco at selcobw.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Jake Robson. Barcelona have announced that Neymar has indicated his desire to leave the club with a near £200 million move to Paris Saint-Germain now looking all but certain. La Liga reiterated today they'll attempt to block the move on grounds of financial fair play and their intent to take the matter to court if their complaints are ignored. Spanish football expert Graham Hunter says the Spanish top-flight chairman Javier Tebas simply doesn't have the authority to stop the deal going through.
Tebas cannot deny Neymar his legal rights by saying, "We suspect that Paris Saint-Germain can't pay this without breaking financial fair play." Not legally empowered to do that.
Meanwhile, Barcelona are looking in the direction of Merseyside should Neymar up and leave. Reds boss Jurgen Klopp has told Barcelona they should save their energy if they're still trying to replace one Brazilian with another. He's reiterated Felipe Coutinho won't be sold. And Liverpool striker Daniel Sturridge has played down the thigh injury that saw him limp off in the friendly win over Bayern Munich last night. The England forward told the club's website it's just fatigue and he's OK. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
And what was his name again?
Jake Robson.
That's him. There he is with the pre-recorded sports, and there was Victoria with the pre-recorded news.
It wasn't pre-recorded, and this isn't a button saying that.
I got a button that makes us say...
No, no, John, stop lying.
Pressing it now. Just press. We've got a sigh button. That's Victoria's sighing button. She's not even here. I mean, she went home hours ago.
I wish I did, but that's not true.
That's the she recorded a thing saying, I wish I did, but that's not true.
You're lying. You're lying to the listeners again.
There's the lying button.
You're tedious. You keep repeating yourself over and over again.
Over and over again.
Dare I even mention that stupid chimpanzee?
I mean, it's nice that you've brought that up, which will confuse people tuning in. We've not got the time.
I know.
But essentially,
this is to prove I'm live and not pre-recorded, like you claim.
I'm pressing that button.
No, that's not true.
Not true button.
No.
No.
Get on with it.
Whatever she says next, I'll just press a button for it.
Chloe should press the button.
That's the Chloe button.
Talk Radio.
If the phrase PPI claim makes you want to lie down and go to sleep, congratulations, you're perfectly normal. If it fills you full of excitement at the prospect of winning back money for other people, then you probably work at the money hotline. Because we love getting our clients back what they're rightfully owed. Our dedicated team of experts will handle your claim for you and make the whole thing hassle-free. Call us free from your mobile on 87878 or go to moneyhotline.co.uk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Obviously, on the John Holmes Show.
So, to drunk people. Hopping on the rubber glove, giving money to a Cambodian orphan.
And I'm Kerry Katona Stepney's.
A disappointing sidekick. So I've got an idea. An end to Cobblin.
Mineral point. News.
The chlorinated chickens are coming.
Give us the belter.
We have never been up a tree and we never will. Same with the kissing.
And that's how
Stop
it should
it.
Be. You can't get a girlfriend.
I'm up for this.
Will Channel 4 broadcast the Diana attack? Record it! That's television for you. Victoria's Bulletins are short, huh? Band or missile? Vegetable.
Watches telly in the morning. Exactly.
I'm just going to get people like Boris Johnson.
The cat's looking like Hitler.
Stop talking now.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century. Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Talk radio.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am about to get on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
So hello and good afternoon to you at a time, and the time I am referring to is 9 minutes past 1 o'clock. And welcome! As like those prison riots, we now storm into your afternoon and run amok with makeshift weapons. Although rather than shivs and toothbrushes that we've sharpened the handles of, our weapons are more, well, they're talking-related weapons. I'll be honest, we've all spent the morning whittling the show into a fine point, so do watch yourself. This is a bit of a warning. Do watch yourself if you are planning on having a shower in the next couple of hours, because we could well come up behind you and bang! Before you know it, you'll be on the floor with an advert for Trade Point sticking out of your bag. Hello, it's Talk Radio. In the afternoons, I am John Holmes, and we're very pleased today that as Prince the Philip of the Duke of Edinburgh carries out his final official engagement as the Prince of the Philip of the Duke of the Edinburgh, we are very pleased to honour everything that he will be remembered for when he was in public life, which is why today this show will be racist. So together, let us remember Prince Philip's history of racism. From his 1984 comment to a local woman in Kenya. You are a woman, aren't you? To his 1986 classic, you remember this, to a group of British students in China. If you stay here much longer, you'll all be slitty-eyed. Via Prince Philip's 1999 winner when referring to a factory fuse box. Looks like it was put in by an Indian. And, of course, his 2002 belter. Still throwing spears. To an Aborigine during a royal visit to Australia. And a special mention, of course, must go to the Duke of the Edinburgh's 2001 banger when he said to a 13-year-old boy who told him that he wanted to go into space, he just went, "Oh, dearie me, you're too fat to be an astronaut." Well, that's fattest, sizes, it's fat shaming or something. We're all going to miss him, though, aren't we? Are we going to miss him? So today, what we thought we'd do, by the way, if you want to text us, is it's a racism amnesty.
No.
So if you were... I mean, I think it's fair enough. I think with the end of Prince Philip, and I don't mean he's not died, although the Telegraph today appears to think he has, because they've accidentally put his obituary online rather than his... rather than... his retirement. But anyway, he's retired from public office. So today on the show, if you have a racist slur that you think should be put beyond use, and rightly so, by the way, in this day and age, then why not send it to us to get rid of it, and we'll bin it. 87222 is the number.
Start your message with a word.
That's all radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Hashtag Prince Philip Racism. Anyway, welcome along. 1 till 4 in the afternoons, it is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes, and here's what is coming up on today's unveiled radio plaque. There's Headline Hijack, of course, very much on the way. Victoria is here. Hello, Victoria.
Hi, John.
She's got a mouth and everything.
It's this mouth.
Out of it, as you'll be aware, every half an hour comes the news. But today, as every day, at 2 o'clock, there will be a news lie in the 2pm bulletin. Something made up, something untrue, but we'd like you to supply it, please. We call it Headline Hijack, as I say. 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word
it's the talk. Same thing. It's the at already on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere.
There is a diversity paper review. Now, that is where we go through the papers. Each day we do it with a different diversity. Today we welcome Tara in, and she's a Jewish. And that's both good for our diversity target. But it won't please that Sunday Times columnist, will it, from the weekend? Anyway. There is the news and current affairs explained in Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus. That's on the way. Work experience punditry. We drag our work experience in here. Grace is with us today. She's going to be rounding up a week's worth of hipster nonsense. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock. All your reactions... are welcome, because we'll take them. 87222.
I said it enough.
Anyway, today you can get your reactions to us via those methods that I've already mentioned, or you could simply pop them into the firing mechanism of the Talk Radio Ballista, which is, of course, medieval siege equipment that we've acquisitioned and sort of rebuilt in a way to fire, rather than fire siege weapons, it fires reactions. And you'll find them, the medieval siege weapons of Talk Radio, in supermarket car parks up and down.
Where is it today?
It's a giant crossbow that operates by tension. With twisted skeins of rope.
No, where?
Oh, it's outside on Asda in Ormskirk. So if you're there, pop your reaction into it. And,
is that what a ballista is?
Yes, it's a giant crossbow-based medieval siege engine.
Did you Google that?
No, I knew it from history. I knew it from my history. My history lessons. I'm not wrong.
Well, you carry on with this and I'll tell you whether you're
all right. Anyway, you pop your reaction into the...
crossbow, apparently.
That's what I just said. Into the crossbow mechanism of the ballista and launch it at... Anyway, our foreign correspondent will be joining us as well. It's a foreign correspondent speaking foreign, live from somewhere foreign, about a foreign story. We've got Victoria's bonus news today. It is...
vegetable news.
Thank you. And a game of Dead or Alive on the way as well today. Ginger Dave not producing at all. Marta, Asprod Marta... is through the ventana.
Hola.
Hola. She's Spanish. Hola. She's producing. Yeah. Chloe's on the buttons. Hi, Chloe. Ah. Hi there. Victoria, you've heard about. Cornelius is as well.
Hi, yeah. Have you found out? Yeah, it's a crossbow.
Thank you very much indeed. I was absolutely right. So we're going to start the show with some music, because that's what we do, and the reason we do it is simple. It's to get us into today's big story. I'd like you to play along at home, please. I'd like you to go, oh, why are they playing this particular song? Why? How does it link to the big story? And then try and figure it out. Cornelius is going to be already pen poised to work out the clues within, are you not?
Yeah, I've got... can you pass me a pen?
Thanks.
Can you poise it?
I'm poising.
Good. Work it out. What's the big story from the clues within this song?
walking through the streets of Soho in the rain. He was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fooks. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Kitchen door. You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again. Gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair.
It's the werewolves.
You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim.
Oh, London.
I'd like to meet his tailor.
He's going to rip your lungs out, according to that. Amazing. I don't think there's enough warnings about the werewolves. We hear a lot about terrorists, don't we? But we don't hear enough, frankly, about werewolves and the threat they pose. But why am I playing it, and how does it get into today's big story? Cornelius has been working it out. Go on, then. Jeff's had a go. Jeff's had a go as well.
He's just what's he doing?
He's just tweeted. He said, Werewolves of London. Obviously, this is a story about the Isle of Dogs or the Isle of Man, given that a werewolf is half...
But the Isle of Man,
Man, half island. Oh, the Isle of Dogs is quite near London, though.
It's in London.
Wow. Anyway, it's not that, Jeff, no.
You clearly don't much know about isles.
I don't, no, but I don't need to.
No, you're isles, John. You're a national radio presenter.
All right, test me on an aisle. Aisle 5, aisle 5, cereal and crisps.
No, not in my stage, really.
Well, it is in mine.
Or Tesco.
So. Anyway, why am I playing that to link into today's big story?
Werewolves. Werewolves cause destruction, John.
Yeah.
As do these... prisoners in Hertfordshire and Wiltshire.
Smashing up their cells and stuff. Yeah.
Don't smash them up. Yeah. You've got to live there,
exactly,
guys.
You idiots. Don't crap on your own doorstep. I mean, they literally do.
I mean, some of them are probably in for
they
that.
They literally... So what's the big story?
Is it this offensive images on the hacked billboard? Have you seen this? It's a very news story.
No, I haven't.
In Cardiff, someone's hacked an electric billboard.
I haven't seen it.
And put really just horrid stuff on there.
Like picture of Julie Hartley Brewer or something, is it?
No.
So what? Come on.
What?
What's the story?
Is it PSG must pay £198 million in full for Neymar?
No, Werewolves of London, right? Name me a district of London. An area of London.
Westminster.
No.
Islington.
No.
Bromley.
No. No.
Lambeth.
No.
South Bank.
It's Pimlico.
Oh, sorry, obviously.
Right, and what's the famous Ealing comedy?
The Werewolves of Pimlico?
No, the Passport to Pimlico.
I've never heard of that.
Right, well, you don't know. You've never heard of films, that's why. It's Passport to Pimlico. Passports are what you need to travel abroad. The big story today is, of course, everybody having to queue at European airports because their passports are being checked far more thoroughly than they were previously because of terrorism and stuff. Mm. That's what we're talking about. Some of the queues are longer than flights. Last.
Wow.
I know. So we are going to be talking about that.
Those flights can be miles long.
Yeah.
You know, intercontinental and stuff.
Some of the queues are 4,000 or 5,000 miles long.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
This is terrible. Oh, people are queuing
in the
people,
sea.
There's people
queuing in the sea.
There's people queuing to get through Mallorca Airport in Palma. They're queuing all the way back to America.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
Just to get from New York and just to get through it. It's an awful situation. Anyway, we're going to be talking about it. It's on the front of all the papers today. So we are going to be talking about Airport Nightmare next on Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. Uber on Talk Radio. Work or not at the touch of a button. Uber. Where to?
My name is Kandas. I'm 34 years old, football lover, father of one. I live in Northeast London. Before I became partner with Uber, I was working as a parcel delivery driver. It was a bit of a nightmare. So much pressure. You know, it mentally affects you. I heard about Uber just end of 2014. Everything's done by app. No one's giving you pressure. You get to meet quite a lot of people, especially at night time after 12. So it's really fun talking to them. I've got more freedom. I can work the time I want. I really enjoy what I'm doing. I can see my daughter more often now. She's in year 7 now, so I got more time for her. I'm visiting more countries now, and I'm going to do a few more educational courses as well.
Uber on Talk Radio. Work or not at the touch of a button. Uber. Where to? Visit uber.com/driveuk to find out more.
Score the biggest deal of the Premier League and save an unbeatable £900 versus Sky over 18 months with Britain's lowest price Sky Sports bundle from TalkTalk. For just £28.45 a month, get award-winning TV, all 8 Sky Sports channels and unlimited broadband including line rental. But hurry, the big summer save ends 17th of August. Search TalkTalk TV now. TalkTalk. For everyone. Based on slower broadband speeds than BT and Virgin, competitor contracts are 12 months. Sky has more channels. Contract and conditions apply.
The Homebase end of season clearance is on now. Hurry in for this Qualcast 600 watt hedge trimmer. Was £39.99, now only £33. Homebase. Always low prices.
All right, Merce. You know I've changed my Sky Sports fantasy football formation to 2-6-3.
Is that allowed?
No, it doesn't even add up. But I'm in your head now. You were never much cop as a manager, were you? Walsall didn't exactly hit the heights. Why put yourself through it all again?
Get out of my head, you mind-bender.
Go head-to-head with your mates in our prize leagues. Let the mind games begin. Download the free Sky Sports Fantasy Football app now. 18 plus, terms and conditions apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's long delays for the M60. If you're clockwise at the moment, a couple of lanes are closed between junctions 12 and 13 near Worsley following an accident involving a lorry. Queues are stable back towards junction 10 for the Trafford Centre. Things are looking busy on the M6 North near the Knutsford services. There's an accident reported in the roadwork section and there's no fuel available south on the M6 at Sandbach. The A5 to the west of Shrewsbury is very busy. That's because of grass cutting and the M23 is struggling southbound near Gatwick Airport after a broken down vehicle there. I'm Joanna Adams.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So good afternoon to you. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons, my goodness. Let's talk about today's big story. There's nothing more than a British person likes than a queue. A queue and moaning about the weather. It makes us who we are, doesn't it? In fact, if there's a queue to line up to moan about the weather, then at the front of it, then many of us will just be there, happily joining it, grumbling under our breath if someone pushes in, but without actually saying anything out the loud. It's a British thing. It's a tradition. It's what we do. The news today is full of the queues at European airports everywhere. Well, Europe mainly. But as new security checks come into play in countries with open borders, the queues, we are told, are stretching and lasting longer than many flights. That's on the front of the papers today. Also, BA have F-worded up their check-in again. The rules, though, dictate that all border staff, not just one, this is the reason, are required, all border staff now, are required to laugh at your passport photo. And that's leading to passengers queuing in airports for up to 4 hours. Which is longer, actually, if you think about it, than employees of Donald Trump stay in the job. We love a queue. We love to moan about it. I mean, I've actually seen people queue up to complain about the length of a queue. A complaints booth. I mean, a queue to complain about a queue. I've seen that with my own human eyes. On the line, though, let's find out what is going on, because if someone's going to know about it, I shall tell you who it is. It's going to be a spokesperson for ABTA. That's the Association of British Travel Agents, of course. And Nina Kapoor is on the phone. Hello. Oh, she's on the line. Hello, Nina.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. So, okay. So, right. We're seeing this on the front of the papers today. What's going on?
So I think it's a combination of factors that is causing this problem. And I have to say, I think the papers have slightly exaggerated the issue. But the key, the main issue is that airports within the EU, within the kind of Schengen zone.
Yeah, tell us about the Schengen zone, because that's being used a lot today.
Yeah, so the Schengen area is basically an area that's made up of 26 of the European states, and they basically abolished passport and border control within that zone.
Yeah.
Okay. So when the Schengen area was created, the UK opted out of the Schengen zone.
Right.
So UK and Ireland are not part of the Schengen zone, and obviously any other country outside of those 26 zones is not part of the Schengen zone. So anybody who is now coming into the Schengen zone, and that obviously includes all the big European countries, Spain, Portugal, France, Italy, all the countries that people travel to.
Yeah.
They are now being subjected to many kind of more rigorous checks. And that is as a result of new EU legislation, which has come about following the terror attacks in Brussels and France and Paris. So that's what it is. And what these checks mean is that instead of you kind of just going through passport control, you know, and waving your passport and making sure that, you know, you look like the person in the passport, and you know, just takes 30 seconds to go through. Used to take 30 seconds or so to go through. Now your passport is actually having to basically go through a kind of database.
Right.
So it's taking about probably 2 minutes per passenger rather than seconds. So basically, anybody that comes from outside Schengen to a Schengen airport.
Yeah.
Has to get that passport now checked.
And this is a database. So they, as we know, we queue up, we give them our passport, they put it under a scanner, and that now is going to what? To Interpol?
It's going to an Interpol database, which is specifically of lost and stolen travel documents. So that flags up, I guess, an issue. And then another database as well. So it's actually done automatically by computers, but it just takes longer than somebody just waving through your passport. So that's one issue. The other issue is that we are hearing that there's just not enough border staff, you know, in the airports.
Yeah.
So the actual states, the Schengen states, haven't actually geared up for this properly. So we're hearing that, you know, there are unmanned booths, there are not enough e-passport gates for people to go through. So that is causing the backlog. Plus, obviously, it's the busiest time of year. We know there are going to be some queues. Last weekend was the busiest weekend for Brits to fly abroad, and we estimated about 2.4 million were flying abroad. So I think it's a combination of all of those things. And I think from our point of view, what we are saying is, you know, these countries have to gear up. They've got it. You know, they've had time. They knew this legislation was coming.
Yeah.
They should have been prepared for it and have geared up with more people on the ground, more border staff, you know, manning the booths. And that is the issue.
I mean, what's interesting about it is, well, we're all used to this queuing. You know, it's a tradition, of course. When you go to on holiday, then you come, certainly coming back to the airport to fly home. The queues do stretch out. They already did. So
yeah,
this is
absolutely.
Just making it worse.
Yeah, I know. And I think from our point of view, you know, what we are saying is, obviously, for all people that are flying into Europe and flying out of Europe, to leave more time, because it happens. It's actually, you're going through immigration both, you know, when you arrive and when you come back as well. So they're going to be scanning your passports at both ends of your journey. So people just need to leave extra time when they are flying out of the UK and when they are flying back into the UK.
Is it okay? I mean, you mentioned that maybe the papers are sort of stirring it up a little bit, because it's a slow news season, of course. That's the other thing that happens.
Yep.
So anything that makes the headlines, as indeed this has.
Yeah.
But it's worth saying, I think, and it's important, isn't it, that the actual message is, we're seeing these pictures of queues that people are taking on their phones or whatever. But you're saying it's not quite as bad as it's being painted.
Well, what we're hearing from our members, so we obviously represent a lot of the big tour operators, and we've spoken to them, and they're not, you know, they haven't reported any issues. I mean, obviously there are going to be longer queues in August than in January. You know, that is always going to be
the case. That is always the case, yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
But we haven't heard anything, you know, any kind of nightmare stories from any of our members. Now, you know, I know there is this example of, you know, you have to wait up to 4 hours.
Yeah.
I think that was a one-off. I'm not sure. That was a one-off, basically, that we heard about. And I think sometimes it's when, you know, if lots of flights are coming in at the same time, if there are flight delays, so you get, you know, three flights arriving at the airport at the same time, for example.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
yeah.
Then you are going to get more delays
of
as
course.
Well. But, you know, we would stress, you know, it is not the case that you're going to have to wait 4 hours. There may be some delays.
When we heard that people were queuing longer than flights, we were thinking, well, some flights are 3,500 miles.
Yes,
so we were assuming the queues were, for, you know, in Mallorca, were stretching back to America or something, and people were queuing through the sea.
Don't think it's quite that bad. But we, you know, in all seriousness, people do need to leave a bit of extra time.
Yeah. All right. Nina, listen, thank you very much for talking to us. Nina Kapoor there, she's from ABTA, the Association of British Travel Agents. Sort of saying that don't believe everything you read in the press. It's a silly season, isn't it, Victoria? Silly old season, isn't it? The news, you know, they'll find anything. But it's on the front of all. Next, we're going to be talking to Alex Dibble. I know, Dibble.
Dibble.
Because he is at he's been sent to Gatwick for no good reason. I mean, we don't know why. It's because the queues aren't even at Gatwick. They're in Europe. But the budget didn't stretch to Europe, so they sent him to Gatwick, the gateway to Europe. Anyway, he's going to be talking to us from Gatwick to give us actually the lowdown on what the passengers are actually saying next on Talk Radio, which is coming after the news with Victoria at 1:33.
Talk Radio.
Four men have been found guilty of planning a Lee Rigby-style terror attack on police or a military target in the UK. Security services foiled the group dubbed the Three Musketeers attempt after an in-depth undercover operation. Sky's Ender Brady says MI5 set up a fake company in Birmingham to employ two of the men.
It was at this premises in central Birmingham that they found under the driver's seat of a black Seat Leon belonging to one of the men, a pipe bomb, they found a samurai sword and also a meat cleaver with the word kafir, which is Arabic for non-believer or infidel. It was at that point that arrests were made.
An inquest has had a man from West Sussex shot himself while volunteering for Kurdish forces in Syria, fighting against the Islamic State group. The 20-year-old did it so he wouldn't be taken hostage. The number of people who've died from poisoning after taking drugs has hit a new high in England and Wales. The figures reveal a big rise in the number of deaths from prescription medicines. Travel firms think some European airports have failed to plan for the impact of tougher security checks during the summer. Some British tourists have reported long queues. And this afternoon will be the Duke of Edinburgh's final official royal engagement. The 96-year-old will meet Royal Marines who've completed a 1,600-mile trek in the grounds of Buckingham Palace. The weather wet and windy for most, but staying sunny in northern Scotland, highs of 20 degrees. There's
Any
more
news?
In 25 minutes.
Any news on why the terrorist people are dubbed the Three Musketeers when there's four of them?
Well, they called themselves it.
Well, interestingly, of course, the Three Musketeers, there were actually four of them.
Oh, maybe that's why then, John.
Well, this is my point. I mean, is it an historical reference or just a counting error?
I'm not sure, and I can't ask them now.
Oh.
Because they'd just been convicted of terror offences.
Yeah, awkward.
They're
could you? I mean, you
in
could.
Custody, or yeah. I'm assuming they are.
But they smuggle phones into jails now, don't they? Could you give one of them a ring or something?
I mean, by the time you want this information, which is probably in about half an hour's time.
I'd like it now, to be honest.
Okay, it's not possible. It's just not possible.
It's not possible.
No, and even in the longer scheme of things, not possible.
Not possible. It's just not possible.
Set your expectations at a realistic level, please.
It's not possible. What is possible, however, is today's headline hijack, which means Victoria. Hi, Victoria.
Hi, John.
We'll be here in 20-something minutes' time.
24, if you stick to time.
Yeah, there we go. I won't. But she'll be here with the news, and it will contain a news lie. We'd like you to make that news lie up. We call it headline hijack. Details on the way.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
So it's Wednesday, that means one big thing on the Full Set Breakfast with me, Paul Ross and Carol Malone. Wednesday is Music Day with that broadcasting legend, Russ Kane. All that and your chance to have your say on the big burning current affairs stories of the day with Paul Ross and Carol Malone, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So we are getting you talking, of course, about airports and queuing. It's on the front of all of the newspapers today. We were just talking to Nina there from ABTA about it, and she was saying it's there are queues, but you expect that at this time of year. But anyway, let's get it from the man very much on the front line. I don't know whether he's at the front of the line. He might be the back of the line. On the ground. He's on the ground. He's Alex Dibble. Hello, Dibble.
Hello, John.
Dibble. So you're at Gatwick for why?
I was sent to Gatwick this morning because of the chaos at the terminals, John.
Yep.
And when I arrived here, I could not believe my eyes. There were people arriving and departing from the airport in huge numbers.
No way.
Some had multiple suitcases, and one I saw had two suitcases in each hand and a big backpack. No. So incredible scenes at Gatwick Airport, and the wind is making things even worse. Just a few moments ago, I saw someone's umbrella turn inside out just outside the South Terminal. So really, things are pretty bad here.
Shocking. That's shocking scenes, and not something you'd expect at an airport either, is it? People with cases and stuff.
No. And what's been really, really disturbing is that in the heightened tension of these inverted commas delays heading inside and outside the Schengen zone, a riot ensued earlier on, and I mean, I was caught up in it, and it was pretty scary.
Yeah.
In the end, it turned out it was all for the last BLT at Pret, but nevertheless, it was incredibly, incredibly serious.
Yeah, I think you're mixing up the airport story with the prison one that we're doing later, but that's fine. Alex, I mean, you're there. You've been talking to people as well affected by this. Is, I mean, in all seriousness, it is on the front of all the papers, and Alex is there to report on it, but he's been talking to people about those queues, right, Alex?
That's right. I've been speaking to people arriving back in the UK from the Schengen zone, from Europe, people from Iceland, British holidaymakers returning from Spain, Portugal, Ibiza, all sorts of European destinations, and they told me just how bad the delays were heading back to the UK.
Malaga, fine, straight through, no delays, got no complaints.
No trouble at all.
Faro in Portugal, fine, no problem.
Absolutely brilliant, very good one today.
Well, as you can hear, John, real problems.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, isn't it, how the newspapers are going with, well, like some of the headlines, you know, for delays longer than flights, EU has spoilt our holidays, angry Britons, and they sounded angry, didn't they, there?
Forced to wait
at the borders.
Well, exactly, and we have to remember, John, that there are flights that go from Dover to Calais these days, or something like that, and therefore delays longer than flights mean delays of approximately 15 minutes. So
15 minutes.
Let's keep this in perspective.
Yeah. I mean, literally, Alex, have you wasted yours and everyone's time by being there because it's a non-story?
Almost definitely, yes.
But isn't it happening at airports in Europe and not here? Isn't it people going out on holiday?
No, as you just heard, it's people returning here, queuing at airports to get out of the airports, and indeed into the country. So, but as Alex spoke to them, there's nothing happening. Alex, are you in a queue?
I'm not currently in a queue.
Can you
I'm
start
sitting
one?
On a bench, shielding my microphone with my umbrella. Such is the wind.
Right, could you go and just start a queue?
Because the
news needs to be accurate, and the newspapers are reporting this terrible chaos, yet there isn't any. So could you go and start...
Go and stand in front of someone who's standing still.
Yeah, just go and stand in front of them.
Hang on, bear with me. I'm just going to get up off my chair. The umbrella is now causing serious problems.
Yeah.
I'm walking along, and I'm approaching a waiting room.
Yeah.
And what I'm going to do is I'm just drawing up to it now. I'm just going to stop here outside the front door of the waiting room.
Yeah.
And I'm going to queue for the waiting room. Now, there are plenty of spare seats inside. Just feet from me.
Good.
But what I'm going to do is I'm just going to stay here and see if people...
If people start behind you, start moaning, say it's one in, one out, unfortunately.
All right, hang on. Let's just...
It's the new Brexit policy.
Oh, here comes a guy.
Go on, go.
Hang on. I'm just going to see what he does. No. He's just gone straight past.
Oh.
No. He I can tell. He's wearing a little bum bag. He's clearly not British.
Is there anyone in the waiting room?
One or two. They are clearly non-UK nationals. Yeah.
Why don't you just, if you pop into the waiting room and just ask them to come outside and form a queue to get in, because that's the policy.
All right, I'm just going to open... Yeah. Hang on. Just open the door.
Just say, excuse me, could you come out... You've got a queue to get in here. Could you pop outside and queue up with me?
Guys, hi. We're really sorry to interrupt. Would anyone be up for just coming out and joining a queue? No. No. It's literally just a queue. John, no. This is dangerous. People are...
Fair
enough.
Our intentions are running high, Alex. We've heard. Yeah, all right. Listen.
And this is dangerous.
All right, Alex. Dibble.
Dibble.
Down at Gatwick Airport for... I mean, genuinely, he's been there all morning. They sent the news desk sent him there earlier. I don't know whether it's because he smells or something. They just don't like him. So they sent him to Gatwick.
That's a horrible day. It's the 2nd of August. Could you just go down to the airport and see people happily going to and returning from holidays, which you're not currently on? Is that all right? Thanks.
Thanks, Alex. Dibble there. The office... toy. Join us, why don't you, after the break. Speaking of travel, there's traffic and travel coming up, which is the same thing, so I could just call it traffic or travel. I don't know why I have to say that. Anyway, and then a diversity paper review. We'll go through the papers. We already know what's on the front of them, but what's inside them? Find out next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
It's a football forecast on your radio broadcast with the two mics on Talk Radio with a Selco predictor. Every Friday night from 1 a.m, get set for a squabble as Mike's Parry and Graham take a spin of the Selco predictor and fret and fight over the weekend's football fixtures.
Well, at least I'm not fat and ugly, and you are.
You are fat and ugly.
The two mics on Talk Radio with the Selco predictor. Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at talkradio.com/predictor.
Selco, it's where the train goes.
New Sky Sports is here. So now all our Sky TV customers can get our brand new channel dedicated to the Premier League for £18 a month. With 126 live games and a new weeknight debate show. Exciting, eh, Gary?
To get Chelsea a place!
If you don't have Sky TV, bundles start from £22 a month. Search New Sky Sports today to get our new Premier League channel.
Cancellation requires 31 days notice. New Sky TV customers, £20 setup fee, 18-month contract.
It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans. And it could be yours.
What's that coming over the hill? Van Monster. Van Monster.
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, from all the leading brands, all with 6 months warranty and AA cover. Like these 2013 Peugeot Partners, from under £4,000 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com.
Don't ignore the... It's the law to have a work... Don't ignore the workplace pension. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
Boom! Football is back! What better way to see it in than the Sun on Sunday's 64-page Premier League guide? Featuring in-depth analysis on all clubs, the ins and outs, and Shearer's predictions for the new season. And get some handy knowledge for your dream team. Get in! Grab your guide in the Sun on Sunday. The Sun, we live it.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Lancashire's M55 is currently blocked to eastbound because of a vehicle fire between junctions 3 for Kirkham and 1 for Fulwood. The traffic at a standstill on the approach. Long delays for the clockwise M60. Two lanes remain closed between junctions 12 for the Eccles Interchange and 13 for Worsley following an accident involving a lorry. Queues back to the Trafford Centre. West of Shrewsbury, the A5 is very busy. That's because of some grass cutting near the Edgebold roundabout. And finally, there's a broken down vehicle on the northbound M5 around junction 4A for the M42. So the lane's closed there, which is causing delays. I'm Joanna Adams.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Student house or country pub, Martin Roberts.
It is, of course, a listed building.
Penthouse flat with urban style, Martin Roberts.
Massive damp patch on the ceiling.
Martin Roberts.
What do you mean I was supposed to put a washer in there?
He's a man with expertise when it comes to properties. Before you get the keys, call Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, this Saturday morning from 11
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's just what we do.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, a lot of news around today. Prison Governors Association have said that jails in England and Wales are in crisis due to perverse government reform and a toxic mix of pressures.
Jails in England and Wales?
Yes.
It rhymes. That's my opinion on that news. That's my take.
Great, glad you're here. So, that's in the news. Asda have reported a sales slump.
No rhyming in that.
Our holidays are ruined, according to the front pages of several of the papers, most of them Daily Mail related, except they're not, because we've just been hearing from people on holiday, and indeed our reporter Alex Dibble at Gatwick saying that actually that's just not happening. And indeed the Association of British Travel Agents spokesperson Nina saying it's not happening, as the papers are reporting it either. So all of that's a lie. Venezuela, there's a trouble in Venezuela, isn't there?
Again?
Something to do with...
They had some yesterday.
They've got more.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Don't worry, we're here to help you, and we can help you with, actually, poetry. Not rhyming, but Japanese poetry, based on a strict format of syllables, 5, 7, and 5. It's the news analysed in haikus.
Arsenal owner hunts for trophies because he can't get them in football.
The news in haiku. We've learned already what's on the front of all the newspapers, of course, and that's travel chaos. But what nestles within? Well, let's find out, courtesy of Tara, who is today's paper reviewer in our diversity paper review. Tara, remind us of your diversity.
Jewish.
That's right. So, what have you found? What's in there?
I had a really quick browse because I got the logistics were a bit messed up, and I thought it was an hour later.
You thought the paper was at quarter to
I did.
Three, didn't
so
you?
So I've not really read any news.
Fine, great. But that fits in with the rest of the show.
So Marta's given me some stories.
Okay.
So a group of trainee priests.
Yes.
They were turned away from a pub because a member of staff thought it was a stag do.
Oh, I read about this. Yeah, there was 7 priests in full priest outfit.
Yeah, training priests, so yeah. They have to be
in the proper costumes. But they thought they thought people had dressed up for a stag. No fancy dress, the bouncer said to them.
Was that the rule of the pub?
Yeah.
Yeah, they said no fancy dress and no
about
stag
religion?
Do's.
No, it's not about religion. Stop bringing anything back to religion, Tara.
They were forced to insist their clothes were not fancy dress.
Yeah.
And once the bar manager realised it was not a stag do, they were given pints on the house.
Right. I wouldn't, I mean, to be fair, I'd think priests were worse than a stag do, given you know, I mean, you know, given historical acts, wouldn't you?
I mean, Matt Morgan, who said it wasn't a common occurrence for a group of priests to visit the pub.
Who's
I don't
Matt
know
Morgan?
Who Matt Morgan is.
Russell Brand's
Russell
sidekick.
Russell Brand's sidekick, yeah. Well, I don't think it's
there
him.
There you go.
I think it's a different Matt Morgan. But I think, I mean, if I was in charge of a pub, I would rather let in a stag group dressed as priests than actual priests due to the historical nature of offences. Wouldn't you? Because I don't think a stag group has ever... The worst they've done is tie someone to a lamppost naked. That wasn't a child, probably. But whereas a priest...
Yeah, anyway...
I've got my first hen night on Saturday night.
Have you? Your first,
and I'm planning it.
Your
and
first
I don't know
hen night? Did you say your first hen night?
My first hen night I'm going to.
She's planning to get married.
Never been to
number
a hen
of
night.
Times.
Never been to one before.
Wow.
And now I'm planning
I've
it.
Never
if you've
been
got
on
any
a stag.
Suggestions. Really?
Yeah, well, clearly nuns, and then you get a free round.
And nuns,
go to this pub.
Nuns don't have such a historical instance of, do they?
Well, they used to just hit school children with rulers.
Yeah. And you know, kill babies, so...
Did they?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think this pub's in London, and it has to be London-based.
It's in Cardiff.
It's a bit far to go for it.
All right. So I'm more interested now in your hen night arrangements than
on.
I am in the papers. So are you organising it?
Yeah, I'm maid of honour.
Wow.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm maid of honour. There's only three bridesmaids, and one's her mum as well.
She's not very popular, your friend.
No, she's my friend Sophie. She's like a really old family friend. We met in year 7.
How old is she?
And when we were different. 24.
That's not really old.
24. No. She... So I've got to plan this this hen night, which I've left.
And there's
a bit
only
late.
Three of you going.
Four. One can't speak English. Fun fact.
It's going very well.
But so I don't know what to do.
I think you'll find that strippers are international. You don't have to speak.
She doesn't. She's explicitly said no strippers.
Yeah, but they all say. Everyone says that.
She's very fussy about the whole thing. She's given me a list.
She's
of
got.
She
you, you're
want.
In charge. You
I
do what
don't
you
like.
Like.
Responsibility.
Right. Are you so having some amusing penis? Shaped
yeah,
headwear.
Yeah, that's been... So one of the girl who doesn't speak English is in charge of that.
I guess that would have been quite then, easy to translate. Yeah,
yeah. How did you mime that?
And then I've just got to organise everything else, like the location and if it's going to be fancy dress and all of that. So.
And you've got, what, 2 days to do this?
Yeah, it's on Saturday night.
3 days.
So was, yeah.
Well,
Chloe's
just
I've been ill for the last
hen-do.
2 days.
Chloe, our tech op, has just had her hen do
Hi, Chloe.
Last weekend.
Hi, Chloe.
Hello.
Any advice for Tara, Chloe? Because you've been on yours.
Wigs.
Wigs. The thing is, she's already got very long hair extensions. They're like down to her waist.
What happened on yours, Chloe? Was there a stripping?
Sadly not, sorry.
Oh, was there amusing penis-shaped headwear?
Not headwear, no.
Where did you put it?
I didn't put it anywhere.
No, but I mean, what was the...
Where were the amusing penis shapes?
So I said no penises. Yeah. And then there was one inflatable one.
One of the big ones off
dismissed.
The office.
Yeah. Dismissed.
Yeah. Dismissed. Can Tara borrow it?
Oh, yeah, actually.
Yeah, yeah,
talk
to me later. I'll bring it.
There we go.
Chat to you later.
There we go. So they're good advice there.
Yeah, that is good advice. Yeah. Thanks.
What else
thanks
is in
everyone.
The papers, Tara?
We could talk about Celebrity Big Brother.
Yes.
Yes,
the
please.
Launch.
I mean, is that... Is it? Is that still on?
Well, yeah. Of course it is.
What do you mean, of course it is?
Yeah. Was the launch last night?
Last night, yeah, on the telly.
Right.
Don't know the news. So the launch was last night
who's
on the
in
telly.
It? Who's in
yeah,
this
who's
celebrity...
In
and
this
so...
is, just before, this is quite important because, as you know, Talk Radio... hires half of its presenters from the Celebrity Big Brother house.
Yes, that's true.
So,
I'll tell you
Galloway,
the next presenters
Whale,
will be.
Carol Malone
yeah.
have all been in.
Yeah.
Probably more, I imagine.
Yeah.
Martin Roberts, has he done it?
He's done The Jungle.
Oh, The Jungle,
one,
yeah.
So who's going to be the next presenter on Talk Radio?
Sarah Harding of Girls Aloud.
Right.
Standing
not
for
interested
Julia.
In that.
Standing for Julia.
Yeah.
Sean Williamson. Barry and
EastEnders. From EastEnders.
Yeah, okay. He's playing...
He's got a bit of the Martin Roberts about him.
Yeah,
I
he
think.
Does. I don't think he'll do well in the house.
Oh, no. Well, he doesn't do well
do
in
a
anything.
A bit of a James Whale, you know.
Who else?
Paul Dunan.
Who's he?
From Hollyoaks. They're going very soap. Chad Johnson.
What's that?
From The Bachelorette.
What?
His antics made the contestant that everyone loved to hate. That's what it says. So sparks may fly.
Might they? That's a fire. That's a fire hazard.
Oh, another Gogglebox one. I don't watch Sandy.
Sandy Boggle.
Do you know which one? Do you know which one?
Oh, I wouldn't. I tell you what, I wouldn't want a Sandy Gogglebox because that it'd be itchy.
Brandy Glanville.
And same to you.
From The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Brilliant. Sounds like a great lineup.
They got one of the funny ones from The Apprentice last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be good. I watched The Apprentice and he's great.
Is he?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And
he could host a business show on Talk Radio.
Right, probably will.
Yeah, he could. Has James Max been in Big Brother?
I don't know. Is he still on here? I don't know. Anyway, Tara, that's all we've got time for. Thank you, Moore. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm glad we helped out with your hen night.
Just covered all the important news.
Organised. If you've got any hen night advice for Tara, then you can message us, 8722.
Start your message with the word
Talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Hashtag Tara Hen Night. And we'll pass your messages on.
Thank you.
If
really
you've got any inflatable genitalia, send it in. And then, like, you put it with Chloe's inflatable genitalia. That's a weird sentence. I don't mean you've got. I mean. Anyway, so, Tara, thank you very much. Remind us of your diversity, if you would.
Jewish.
That's right. Good. So, time now for the headline hijack. Who's got a made-up news story in the forthcoming news bulletin? It's there to confuse those who haven't listened to this bit of the programme. That's why it even exists. So, made-up news, broadcast to the nation as fact. Cornelius, who has got it in?
It's a choice between two.
Oh.
So, it'll be Vanessa, she's one.
Yeah.
But I'll quickly read out Tom's.
Yeah.
Who says, questions are being asked of a bet made today in a bookmakers regarding Joey Barton just days before the footballer has been announced joining the TalkSport presenter lineup.
Yeah.
A large bet was placed on him becoming a broadcaster of a national radio station. Ofcom rules do clearly indicate that anyone involved in broadcasting isn't allowed to gamble on the industry and an investigation is to follow.
Right, okay.
Do you get that?
It's a football joke, isn't it?
Joey Barton's serving a ban at the moment for betting on football.
Yeah, I did actually understand that one.
Yeah, I did get that.
He's
going to be on TalkSport. Yeah, well, yeah, he walked into our
show.
This was really weird.
So Joey Barton is joining TalkSport, right? But during our show the other day, he walked in.
He did a really vicious tackle on Chloe,
didn't he? Unfair. Really damaged her inflatable genitalia, didn't it, as well? Really nasty. She's had to wear it in a splint.
But Vanessa has won.
What?
Headline hijack.
Oh, great. Good, Vanessa, well done. I could tell that because you wouldn't have read that out if that was the one going into the news, would you?
No.
So that makes sense. Anyway, it's on the way. Headline hijack. After that, we're going to be talking, well, other things. Today on the programme, there's a game of Dead or Alive, very shortly indeed. And I can tell you next, Prison Crisis. That's what we'll be discussing after the news, which is coming next.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
Are you watching? Are you watching? Are you watching every game? Are you watching every game? Are you watching? Are you watching? Are you watching every game? Are you
every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
There's no need to scream and shout. If there's a U-bend that needs straightening out,
there's a local hero for that.
If your lights are leaving you in the dark, there's no need for a rude remark.
There's a local hero for that. Whether it's plumbing, heating, drains or electrics, we've got a local tradesman who can help. There's no call-out charge, and all work comes with a 12-month British Gas guarantee. Book online now. There's a local hero for that. Localheroes.com.
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shave and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shave for my mum to let her know I'm here for her.
I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
Ah, Saturday mornings. Caviar with Tomo, bubbles with Merce. But some cheeky blighters want to ruin it. This Saturday, Super 6 have a million of my cash to give away, and it's staying that way until it's won. Predict 6 correct scores and my million's yours. Bang goes my yacht on the Hartlepool Riviera. Soccer Saturday, Super 6. Your Saturday morning sorted. Mine ruined. 18 plus entries must be in by 3 o'clock Saturday. T's and C's apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At 2, good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria. She's got the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, gang guilty of terror plot, rise in drug deaths and Prince Philip's last hurrah.
Talk Radio.
A gang who describe themselves as the Musketeers have been found guilty of plotting a terror attack on police or a military target in the UK. The four men from the West Midlands were caught by MI5, who'd set up a fake courier company and got two of them to work for it. Officers found a pipe bomb, ammunition and a meat cleaver in a car. Matt Ward from the West Midlands Counterterrorism Unit says three of them were convicted terrorists.
Three of them had met whilst they were in prison together, and it became clear that their extremism was continuing, that they had a very clear extremist violent ideology.
An inquest has had a British man who died fighting alongside Kurdish forces in Syria killed himself to avoid falling hostage to Islamic State group militants. 20-year-old Ryan Locke from West Sussex turned a gun on himself to prevent a frightening and painful death. The number of drug poisoning deaths has increased by 44% in England and Wales in the last 5 years. More than 3,700 people died from legal and illegal substances in 2016. That's a record level. Harry Shapiro from the advice website DrugWise isn't surprised to see a rise in deaths from prescription medicine.
The number of prescriptions has been rising, and so it's probably not surprising that, you know, if you have a significant rise in prescriptions, there's going to be a small percentage of people taking those drugs who are going to kind of come to grief.
A man has died from his injuries 6 weeks after a crane collapsed on a building site in Crewe. Two other workers were killed at the scene. After more than 22,000 public appearances, the Duke of Edinburgh is getting ready to carry out his final official engagement before he retires at the age of 96. Prince Philip's attending a Royal Marines charity parade at Buckingham Palace. And the latest Celebrity Big Brother launch was watched by its lowest ever audience. 1.8 million people tuned in for the two-hour show, which saw Girls Aloud, Sarah Harding and Sean Williams, who used to play Barry in EastEnders, go into the house.
Great. You know what? Prince Philip should go into the Big Brother house as his final official engagement, shouldn't he? That would be interesting.
I mean, I think it's too late.
And they've had racists in there before. But I think you should go. I think it's not. Well, he could. It's not too late because the surprise guest. They like that, don't they, on Big Brother?
Oh, yeah. Maybe there'll be more people going in.
So what if Prince Philip, he unveils a plaque today or whatever he's doing, and then he goes into the Celebrity Big Brother house? That would be a coup. That would be worth watching.
It would.
And I think, you're right, it is his final engagement today. We were talking about it earlier. And I think he should. We're going to miss him. So I think he should do something spectacularly racist today. So say something very offensive to a minority group today. He should try and get that in on his lap. Where's he going today?
It's an event at Buckingham Palace where he's meeting Royal Marines, a charity parade.
There's not a lot in that. He needs to go to a factory or something, or a, you know, just somewhere where people work. A foreign country would be good. I mean, he's got form there, hasn't he?
I mean, I think it's a bit late for this, John.
They should have thought about this. Yeah, he's our greatest racist, and I think we should, you know, he should bow out with a classic. You know, we were talking about them earlier, the things he said, weren't we? Mm. That if you stay here much longer, you will be slitty-eyed. That one to a group of students in China in. When was that? That was in the 1980s, I think.
It was a while ago. And maybe the people who choose what events, they wanted to avoid some controversy and just wanted them to end, you know, all nice, la-di-da, instead of the gaffes.
Yeah, I'd rather see the gaff side. I think that, you know, we need a new royal gaff maker. I mean, Harry was looking like him. I mean, he dressed as a Nazi that time. And got his...
The naked stuff.
That was fairly recently in the naked stuff, 2012.
But
That's five years ago, it's not recent.
He sort of stopped that now, hasn't he? So we need another...
He's been reined in.
Yeah. Well, there's those two new kids.
Yeah, George could probably be... I think George is the nation's new racist.
Charlotte had a tantrum by the plane the other day.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That was caught on camera.
Right. Well, there, you see, at least that's... You know, we want our royal family to be traditionally old-fashioned and racist.
I mean, not everyone would agree, John.
No, but it's what the people... Anyway, thanks, Victoria. We've
got weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Here it comes.
Wet and windy for most, sunny in Northern Scotland, not Ireland. No. Highs of 20 degrees.
Right. By the way, I looked up your... I noticed you changed your headline there from The Three Musketeers...
Gang Guilty of Terror Plot.
Yeah, but you called them The Musketeers.
Yeah.
But you've taken the number out because there are four of them.
Well, that means I have to keep explaining it.
Yeah.
But that's tedious.
But it makes sense for anyone with historical knowledge would know that, in fact, out of the three musketeers, there were four musketeers, of course.
Were there?
Yeah, there was D'Artagnan, Athos.
Oh, Jihadi D'Artagnan.
Yeah, Athos, Aramis and Porthos, all of whom have aftershame named after them, I think, now. But anyway, but there were four, so technically there were four. Well, D'Artagnan joined later. He wasn't allowed into the... Not D'Artagnan, no. He wasn't allowed into the elite guard, but the other three were.
This okay, is the, great. Let's just do the sport.
Okay, fine. Who is it?
James.
Talk Radio Sports Update with Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to click and collect online. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's
Good afternoon, I'm Jake Robson. Barcelona have announced that Neymar has indicated his desire to leave the club with a near £200 million move to Paris Saint-Germain now looking all but certain. La Liga reiterated today they'll attempt to block the move on grounds of financial fair play and their intent to take the matter to court if their complaints are ignored. Spanish football expert Graham Hunter says the Spanish top-flight chairman Javier Tebas simply doesn't have the authority to stop the deal going through.
Tebas cannot deny Neymar his legal rights by saying, we suspect that Paris Saint-Germain can't pay this without breaking financial fair play. Not legally empowered to do that.
Meanwhile, Barcelona are looking in the direction of Merseyside should Neymar up and leave. Reds boss Jurgen Klopp has told Barcelona they should save their energy if they're still trying to replace one Brazilian with another. He's reiterated Felipe Coutinho won't be sold. And Liverpool striker Daniel Sturridge has played down the thigh injury that saw him limp off in the friendly win over Bayern Munich last night. The England forward told the club's website it's just fatigue and he's OK. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
And finally, a number of world leaders, including Angela Merkel, Emmanuel Macron and Xi Jinping, have all signed a letter addressed to Donald Trump saying, "You OK, hun?" The leaders have said they're expressing concerns as it's clear the US president's having a complete mare right now and is totes stressing.
Thanks very much indeed, Victoria there with the news and Jake with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. And the prisons in the United Kingdom are in crisis. That is certainly what the president of the Prison Governors Association believes. She's written an open letter. She's written as much anyway in this letter. After recent violence at prisons in Hertfordshire and Wiltshire, of course, prison officers' numbers down, training is poor, unsuitable people, she says, being selected for these posts. It's not a stable environment, although that's possibly a good thing. After all, prisoners are unlikely to be rehabilitated if they're forced to sleep in straw, fed out of troughs and ridden once a day wearing a bridle. Staff cuts, drug use, drones bringing illegal stuff in. This all makes the headlines, doesn't it? Riots, violence, weapons, attacks on officers and fellow prisoners. The nation's jails are, and I quote, unacceptably violent and dangerous. That's the view of those who work in the service. The riots of Mountfield, of course, making headlines. But let's follow the story into the metaphorical shower, because Peter Dawson is on the line. He's the director of the Prison Reform Trust, so he knows what he's talking about. Hello, Peter.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for joining us. So, look, obviously it's been making the headlines in the last couple of days, and the director of the Prison Governors Association has written this open letter. Is that an accurate portrayal?
Well, it's certainly unusual for that person to write a letter like that in public. I mean, sadly, it is accurate looking across the system in England and Wales as a whole. It's not true of every prison. And interestingly, it's not true in Scotland to anything like the same degree. And it's quite interesting, actually, to look at some of the prisons and places where there isn't a crisis. And I think the thing that marks the prisons in England and Wales that are not in crisis out is that they do have this stable population. You know, stability is a really important word in prisons. People need to know that what they're promised they are going to get, and that the daily routine is delivered as expected. prisons like that, that they almost certainly won't be overcrowded. They won't have people going in for very short periods of time where all that's happening is they're losing their accommodation and their job if they've got one. And that the prison will be settled. It will know what it's there to do, and people will not be moving in and out of it at a great rate of knots.
Is that the problem then? Is it the sort of, I use the word temporary, probably inaccurately, but is it the transient nature of some prisoners that disrupt the system that's in place?
It's a really significant part of the problem. The prisons that people tend to know about, you know, the Wandsworths, Pentonvilles, Wormwood Scrubs of the world, they are dominated by that very high turnover. And, you know, prison's not a nice place to be for anybody, but for people who know they are going to spend quite a long time there, most of them will settle down and help to make the prison a place which is reasonable to live in. Because they want staff to be in charge, but they will help.
Yes, because at the end of the day, that's the environment, you're right, they are living in, and that sort of, you know, cliche of crapping on your own doorstep rings terribly true for this, doesn't it? Because you're smashing the place up, as we've been hearing in recent days. You know, that's the environment you're in, and I realise that there are protests for reasons, but you're right. You've got to have, you know, an environment, I suppose, where people can be rehabilitated, and it's not going to happen if this continues.
That's exactly right. It's not just rehabilitation; it's a decent quality of life from day to day. I mean, I've worked in prisons in the past, and you know, one of the things that you really notice when you first start work in a prison is you are all locked in together. There are restrictions on staff's ability to move around the prison during the day. When you're on your shift, you have to stay in the place where you are required to work. So everybody's got an interest in it working. I think what staff feel at the moment in prisons that are not working well is that they can't deliver what they know they should be delivering.
And why is that? Is that just a staff numbers thing?
It's about the balance between staff numbers and numbers of prisoners.
Right.
So it's good that the government has said it will recruit more staff. It's going quite slowly, but I mean, that may get better in the autumn. It's not replacing all the staff that have been lost, but that's only one half of the equation. The other half is how many people we have in prison, and that's doubled in 20 years.
What's the answer, though? Because you're right, of course, because a lot of these prisons, the ones you've been mentioning, certainly are Victorian prisons, aren't they? They're old buildings that aren't, you know, up to the job of I suppose a modern prison would be, and that's part of the problem.
Well, it's a little bit of the problem, but I think it's, in some ways, it's a bit of a red herring. I mean, the Mount, for example, where there was trouble just over the last couple of days, is only 30 years old, and actually right. It hasn't got that high turnover. The way to get into the numbers of people in prison is to look at two things. It's who goes there in the first place, and are there people that we are sending to prison that we could punish more effectively in the community?
In terms of that, though, there will be people listening thinking, well, hang on a minute, prison is supposedly the ultimate punishment in this country. What's the alternative?
Well, the alternative often is putting right some of the damage that you've done in the community. So, you know, community service where you are, you know, for example, cleaning off graffiti, picking up litter, doing something that pays back some of the damage that you have done. Community penalties almost always involve some kind of restriction on your ability just to live your life the way you want to. And crucially, if you are doing a community penalty and you've got a job, you keep that job, you keep paying taxes. The moment you go to prison, then you're actually costing us all £35,000 a year. So
yeah.
let's reserve prison for people who have committed really serious violent and sexual offences, who pose a serious ongoing risk, and where prison is the only way that we can reflect the seriousness of what they've done.
There is an argument, and just interested in your response to it, where people saying, well, who cares about prisons? Because at the end of the day, the people in there, and this isn't the staff we're talking about, this is the prisoners, have committed an offence. This is a punishment. It's not supposed to be a nice place.
No, well, it isn't a nice place. But we have known for decades in this country that we send people to prison as punishment, not for punishment. The days of, you know, getting people to break rocks and do meaningless work are, you know, a century since they were in place. So we're clear about prison being the punishment and not needing to make it worse than it is. But people always forget that, you know, more than one person is punished when you send someone to prison. You know, the children are punished, the parents are punished, the partners are punished. And they're all coming out, you know, apart from a tiny number, people are coming out. Now, if we have treated people badly, you know, in the name of justice, we have treated people with injustice, what should we expect when they come out? Of course there will be disillusionment, people will be embittered. And, you know, the other thing that we absolutely know from years and years of experience is that people are not deterred by what prison is going to be like. Once you've been through it, actually, any deterrent impact is gone. You've survived it. You think you can survive it again. But yeah, people in prison, they don't expect to be caught. You know, it's not that people are sitting there calculating the length of sentence they might get. They're assuming that they won't be caught. So it's not an effective policy to try and make prison as unpleasant as you possibly can.
And what leads to the riots that we've been hearing about over the past few days that you mentioned as well? You know, in terms of the prisoners getting to a point where that is something they are banding together to do, I mean, what tips them over the edge, would you say?
It's a really good question and a really difficult one to answer. I mean, typically, where there is a disturbance in a prison, the majority of prisoners will not want to be involved. And you will find that, you know, although what you might see from the outside of the prison is people at the windows and people setting fires and noise, it's likely that the majority of prisoners inside are just trying to keep away from it. They're likely to go back into their cells and keep clear of it. So what causes a riot? It may well be sometimes that the basic routine has not been delivered, that people haven't had decent food or they particularly haven't been unlocked enough. Sometimes it will be a minority of prisoners who just want to make trouble, who have no investment in the prison at all and in keeping it safe, and who have ulterior motives. It's incredibly difficult to know. But yeah, we do know that what helps prevent it is relationships between staff and prisoners, because that way staff will understand when things are bubbling up. They may understand who is actually fomenting trouble.
Yeah.
If prisoners aren't unlocked, none of those conversations happen.
I see. And just very briefly, on that point, the director of the Prison Governance Association said, and you said at the beginning, and you're right, it's very unusual to hear her speak out because she doesn't, but she has. So that means there is this crisis. And is the answer then a case of staff training and just a better understanding of the nature of relationships in prison? Those of us who've never experienced it can understand that anyway.
I think the people who run prisons and the people who work in prisons know how a good prison works. The answer is fewer people in prison in the first place, so the service is dealing with the right number of people of the right sort. And until we address that, building new prisons, recruiting more staff won't solve the problem.
There we go. Peter Dawson, thank you. Director of the Prison Reform Trust there, talking to us about the crisis in the prisons, which indeed it's very rare. The Prison Governors Association don't normally speak out in that way. And this open letter's come out pointing to a massive crisis in it, which quite flies in the face of the hotel nature of prisons that the Daily Mail often get frothy about, of course. These prisoners, they've got Sky Telly. They got food and stuff in there. I don't deserve that. Hang them. Anyway, that's the news covered. So well done. Well done, everybody.
That's it. Can we go home now?
No, we've got some more time to do. So I say that in prison parlance. You understand?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. He also mentioned worthwhile jobs, of course, which this isn't. Later, a game of Dead or Alive. The big debate is at 3 o'clock, and work experience, punditry, all on the way. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
New Sky Sports is here. So now all our Sky TV customers can get our brand new channel dedicated to the Premier League for £18 a month, with 126 live games and a new weeknight debate show. Exciting, eh, Gary?
Oh! To give Chelsea a place!
If you don't have Sky TV, bundles start from £22 a month. Search New Sky Sports today to get our new Premier League channel.
Unbelievable!
Cancellation requires 31 days' notice. New Sky TV customers, £20 setup fee, 18-month contract.
Who was the second Prime Minister of the United Kingdom? The second person to run a 4-minute mile? What about the second album you bought? Not sure. Here's something you will remember. Being one of the first to test drive the all-new Ford Fiesta, saving you £500. Simply visit your local Ford dealership before the 31st of August. Ford. Together, we go further.
Test drive a Ford vehicle between the 1st of July and 31st of August 2017 and receive a £500 customer saving, including VAT, off the recommended on-the-road price of selected new Ford vehicles contracted and registered between the 1st of July and 31st of August 2017. Excludes Car Plus, Focus RS and Mustang models. Retail customers only at participating Ford dealers.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In August, we've got code 3, 4 and 5 LED flashing for only £2.50 ex-VAT per kilogram. Now that's a real deal! To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Boom! Football is back. What better way to see it in than the Sun on Sunday's 64-page Premier League guide? Featuring in-depth analysis on all clubs, the ins and outs and Shearer's predictions for the new season. And get some handy knowledge for your dream team. Get in! Grab your guide in the Sun on Sunday. The Sun, we live it.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Lancashire's M55 is open eastbound after a vehicle fine in Kirkham, but traffic stays very slow between junctions 3 and 1. Earlier problems on the M60 has left a big clockwise queue from the Trafford Centre at junction 10 to junction 13 for Worsley. Just north of junction 18 on the northbound M6, the lane's out because of a breakdown, so queues on the approach to that. Earlier problems on the southbound in 5 through Worcestershire has left some heavy traffic, junctions 5 to 6 near Worcester, and only one lane is open on the clockwise M25 at the moment near junction 15 for the M4. That's because of a vehicle fire. I'm Joanna Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's the afternoons. I've just checked that, and that is accurate. And I'm John Holmes. Now, this has been in the news, hasn't it? In the news, jargon, annoying office jargon. You know the kind of thing that people say in meetings. Oh, right, yeah. Let's smoothie that through the idea tribble. It, you know, that kind of thing. People have revealed the most annoying office jargon. Paul's called in. Good afternoon, Paul.
Yeah, hi, John. Afternoon.
Good afternoon. So, yeah.
This has been going on a while. I hate it. Yeah, I hate this sort of jargon. And look, any newspaper, anyone can do a bit of Google work and find out the 10 best or the 10 worst in this case. But no, I have a list on my office wall. Yeah. It's pinned up, and over the last year, whenever I hear, which is generally me because I have antenna for this, or anybody else, they write it down. And I look at it. So seeing as I fuel most of my days with anger, yeah, I just need to look at that and see words like reaching out or year on year. They love an acronym as well, YOY. And yeah, just this morning, it's school holidays. So there's a father on the tube, clearly from Maida Vale or Putney or, you know, somewhere West London, who hasn't quite relinquished his talk. And he's with his two sons, no doubt, Hugo and Crispin. And he says, yes, Crispin, I take that on board. What? What, is he on a boat? What's he talking about? No doubt he's micromanaging them. And here's one I heard yesterday. Somebody, he's a data champion. Excuse me.
Oh, God, that's horrible.
He's good with figures. Data champion. And here's another one. And let's be honest, most of these comes from the frothy, frilly world of PR or management consultants, or other nonsense people who've never sold anything in their lives. Oh yeah, Paul, we'll open the kimono on that, or we'll bring it to the table. And here's another one. Since when has a bunch of ideas which have obviously been ideated before been a raft of anything? Why is a raft a collective? Oh, so we've got a whole raft of changes. Shut up now. And the other one that really gets me is it's a multi-platform approach. You must have some office above you, John, where they engage in multi-platform approaches.
They do, yeah. It's an office full of Gits.
Yes, it would be. Yeah, overpaid ones, I'd be bound as well. And now, listen, multi-platform. If you work as a ticket inspector at Clapham Junction Station, you can use that term, but nobody else. Of course, if you're looking at the response after a considerable groundswell of interest, which means you've made no sales, by the way, you look at the heat map, and no doubt those things are impacting. Impacting, that's not a word. Nor is... There's another one, proactive. How often do you hear some, oh, yeah, John's being very proactive on radio. Is active not enough? No, that's the word. Proactive doesn't mean anything more. Of course, you've got to ring-fence those ideas. Ring-fence? If you're trying to keep out, oh, I don't know, some ghastly, you know, myxomatosis from some huge farm, you ring fence it. You don't ring fence anything else, as long as you're looking at the positives and move forward. Oh yeah, I'm
there's
in good
a space
he's
right just
now.
Talking now. I'm just letting him carry on, because that's the nature of talk radio. When someone rings up to have a go about a subject, you just let them rant a bit and it fills some time. So we could have our lunch now while this is going on. So I'll just fade him back up. Just let him go on.
If you cascade this down from the company, then we can have a holistic approach to this, as long as there's enough blue sky thinking. And then we've got to, here's one, sweat the assets. What? What's that mean?
You got some questions?
I don't know. And no doubt, you've also got to sweat your core values. You can't have values. They've got to be core ones. Oh, I've just got values. That's like a super fruit. You know? A super fruit is acai or quinoa or whatever these
Is this what LBC do? They just let people talk for ages? Is that how you get ratings?
Pretty much.
Oh. But what about oranges?
Those crisps are all right, actually.
They're nice. They're whole grain.
He's still going on.
No.
Oh, fading back up.
They're not core fruits. And that is, at your holidays, are experiential. It's an experiential. It's an experience. And I'm going to task you with something, John. Since when has task been a verb? And no doubt you have your quick wins. And if how many times a day does somebody say to you, John, from your top floor, with respect?
That quite happens. Yeah, that happens. Yeah. But we all know what that means, don't we? Yeah.
Absolutely none. It actually means something else. And have you got a bit of buy-in on that? Oh, yeah, buy-in. I'm going to the supermarket. I'll buy something. Not buy-in. What about buy out? That's a buy out. Well, that's when your top floor buys you out. If they're thinking outside the box and their ideas have, here's one for you, this is very now. Don't you hate that? Oh, it's very now. Traction. What is that? What's that? Traction. Traction is something, a multi-wheeled, chunky-wheeled sort of, I don't know, Humvee has when it's going through snow. That's traction. Oh, this idea's got considerable traction. All of it is an absolute, I suppose, craven badges of insecurity, and they sit in their ludicrous meetings concocting this absolute bilge. And before they, of course, take it offline. Oh, can you take it offline? Oops, somebody may have had an idea that I don't understand. Take that offline, and then they'll say, yeah, but I hear you. How could you have a deeper depth of insincerity than I hear you? What a load of. But you know, they'll go off with their focus groups and breakout sessions.
Nice,
but the one that really gets me,
and what? Nice, what my penguin for your Kit Kat?
Yeah, you can have even my Kit Kat.
Okay, no backseat.
It's a four-finger Kit Kat.
No backseat.
Right. He's still going on.
Is he?
Yeah. I spoke to him a moment ago. He's still ongoing. This is how you fill time on speech radio. So you just let a caller rant. So carry on.
You may have a skill at
fade him up again. I mean, I'm not
in the paper. That's another one. So they are skills. You know, sorry to sound like a remedial primary school teacher, but they're skills. They're not a set. And anybody who says any of these phrases, I just kind of lose respect for. You know, can't you do better than that? We've got an OED. We've got a fatter vocabulary than anywhere else in the world, you know, than anybody else's language. Why do you have to invent this utter garbage? Oh, dear. Anyway.
You're right there, Paul. You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah, not too bad.
A bit of a game changer, that, wasn't it, that round?
Oh, there you go. Yeah, game changer. That's a big one, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll leave you with one, John. We must get together sometime. Yeah, come and have a scuba in my think tank.
And there we will leave it. There was the subject. He picked it up and ran with it.
One of the words is off.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ranty Paul there on the phone. Thank you.
Have a multi-platform approach.
Go away.
Cheers, John.
Go away. Talk Radio in the afternoons there. Very angry man there calling the radio and being angry about a thing. That's what the point is. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Talk Radio. And now here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Four members of a terror group calling themselves the Three Musketeers have been convicted of planning a Lee Rugby-style attack. They were caught last August after MI5 set up a fake courier company in Birmingham. Sky's Inda Brady has the details.
On one of the first days that they were working for Hero Couriers, which of course did not really exist, items relating to the terror plot were actually found under the driver's seat of a vehicle, a black Seat Leon. And in that bag, it was a JD Sports bag, police found a pipe bomb, a meat cleaver and a samurai sword.
An inquest has had a man from West Sussex shot himself in Syria while volunteering for Kurdish forces fighting the Islamic State group. The 20-year-old did it so he wouldn't be taken hostage. His family only found out when they saw a picture of his body online. There were a record number of deaths from drug poisoning in England and Wales. The latest official figures show more than 3,700 people were killed by illegal or legal substances in 2016. Prison governors are warning English and Welsh jails are in crisis because of a toxic mix of pressures. But the Ministry of Justice insists it is bringing in more officers after a spate of disorder in recent months. And the Duke of Edinburgh will carry out his final official engagement later before he retires at the age of 96. Prince Philip is attending a Royal Marines charity parade at Buckingham Palace. He's carried out more than 22,000 public appearances. The weather wet and windy for most, but staying sunny in northern Scotland. Highs of 20 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Did you see that the Telegraph accidentally published news of the Duke of Edinburgh's death?
I didn't see it, but I heard you mention it earlier. They put his obit on that.
So instead of... they've taken it down now. But instead of saying, oh, it's his final public engagement, they just ran his obit, just going, he's died. He's died.
They got ahead of themselves, didn't they?
The nation's premier racist has died, they said. I didn't say that, actually.
No, I think you're the only one who says that.
Yeah, well, you know, he's got form. They did that. Anyway, he's not dead. He's not, just to be clear, he's not dead. Also, read me the first sentence of your news again, Victoria.
Right. I've already folded it up to get rid of it.
That's a very disrespectful way to treat the news.
Four members of a terror group calling themselves the Three Musketeers have been convicted of planning a Lee Rigby-style attack. They were caught last August after MI5 set up a fake courier company in Birmingham.
Said the first sentence. Anyway, but
say a lot of things.
Four members of a terror group called themselves the Three Musketeers. Now, to me, that would have sent alarm signals because that's they can't count. And I think that...
Well, maybe it's a historical reference.
Well, that's my other point, isn't it?
I know.
Because
I've heard it about ten times.
Well, it's worth
pointing
out, isn't it? What do you know of the Three Musketeers? What is your knowledge of the Three Musketeers?
That one of them is not called D'Artagnan.
No. No, he's not. Do you know what he is called?
D'Artagnan.
Yes. But he wasn't technically one of the Three Musketeers, but was the fourth musketeer by default afterwards because he didn't enter the elite guard, hence the novel. The premise of the novel by Alexandre Dumas.
It's a really weird story because at one point when they were
There's not a dog in it.
Yeah, no, but at one point when they're plotting this terrorist, obviously quite a very serious conversation.
Yeah.
One of them just would have chipped in and gone, you know who we're like?
Yeah.
The Three Musketeers, aren't we, us three?
Yeah. Huh? Yeah.
What are we like?
Hey? Well, to be fair, you just said
that's
one
what
of them,
we should call ourselves.
One of them had a sword and the Three Musketeers had swords. I don't think they had a meat cleaver, or a pipe bomb. I don't think that was in the novel, but...
I guess bring it up to date.
It's like Four Lions, isn't it?
Yeah. You know what we're like? We're like the three musketeers.
Yeah, there's four of us. Never mind. Is there a fourth? Yeah, it's Four Lions. We could call ourselves the Four Lions. No, but they were inept. That was the point. Can't call ourselves that. Anyway, just speculating. Thanks, Victoria. Victoria's here, by the way, in 1 hour's time. With today's bonus news, her bulletins are shorter than they used to be, so she has to make the time up, contractually speaking, because she gets paid the same.
Which is the right decision, yeah.
For doing fewer work. So, today's bonus news is...
Vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
Yeah, have you started?
Yeah, I've had one in...
Have you?
Yeah, I've had a story in mine for ages. Iranian onions.
Great.
Hallelujah, Iranian onions.
What?
No.
It's raining onions.
Shut up and eat your salad. Right.
He eats it so disgustingly as well. All the coleslaw's all over his face. Oh, there's napkins in here. Fine. Normally he doesn't bother.
That is all over your chin.
Salad is the hardest
food to
eat.
Stop speaking with your mouth full. It's particularly annoying on the radio.
Victoria there with the news. Next, work experience punditry.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio, the big beast of broadcasting is back.
Talk radio has harpooned a whale.
A great, big, stinking, smelly one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Great Whale Tales from the blowhole of Bologna.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So before we talk to Grace, who has today's roundup of hipster nonsense, let's look a little bit at the news. I think we should. Holidaymakers, delays, European airports, security measures brought in by the EU. That was sort of leading to this. But earlier on, we spoke to a spokesperson for ABTA and indeed Alex Dibble, who's at Gatwick, talking to people who are arriving back from European airports and saying that there aren't any problems at all. So the news is newsmongering again, isn't it?
Mm.
It's stirring up news when there is no news, such as the silly season. But anyway, that is part of the news. We talked about the terrible circumstances in Britain's prisons we were talking about.
Lock them up, I say.
Yeah. What, the prisons?
Yeah.
Yeah, jail the prisons.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only answer. Take the prisons, but build
super prison.
A big prison round the prison.
Alcatraz.
Yeah. Round the Al. Yes. Anyway, so what I'm saying is the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around
it. Not many people can, and that's all right, because we're here to help. And we're here to help by bringing you current affairs analysed with Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Stag do turned away from pub were actually priests out on the pulpits.
The news in haikus. Now, here's a question for you. How are you going to cut down on electricity? Yesterday, we learn, of course, that British Gas, who no longer just supply gas, contrary to their name, but also supply electricity, are putting the prices up. This was very controversial yesterday, but it's led, of course, to a clamouring of calls for people to cut down on electricity in general. So we're asking this afternoon, how are you going to cut down on electricity? Here's what's been coming in.
This is from Simon, who says, John, I'm going to save battery on my phone by ensuring I don't receive any messages from girls by continuing to be a boring and an ugly man.
That's your method as well, isn't it?
No.
Yes.
John,
I've changed all my light bulbs. I've got rid of my light bulbs, which are electric, obviously. Mm. And I've swapped them all for gas cookers, which light the room up. So if you light, John, if you light the gas ring...
Oh, so a little hob on the ceiling.
A ceiling hob lights the room up like a sort of magical blue candle. That's good advice. How are you going to cut down on electricity, Cornelius?
Gaz says that, John, I'm not taking any chances, so I've switched to a diesel kettle.
And that's the right thing to do, although you've got to be careful with that, because by 2040, they are not going to be making any more petrol or diesel kettles, of course.
Really?
Yeah. So, and that's a problem because of the emissions that comes out of a kettle. Diesel's particularly bad as a design for kettle. John, as soon as I've heard this text message read out, I'm going to turn off the radio, which is a plug-in electric one, forever. And that's from our boss.
Eddie Grant has said that he's no longer going to rock down to Electric Avenue.
No, he shouldn't.
As the prices are going higher.
Higher. Quite pleased with that one, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, good. There we go. That's how you're going to cut down on electricity. Do keep them coming in. 87222.
Start your message with the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Let's meet Grace. Hi, Grace.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. How are you?
You should have said amazing.
I'm amazing.
Amazing, yeah. Grace.
You must be sick of that joke.
I am a little bit.
Yeah. That and... Oh, Grace, are you saving money for your children?
Oh, no, I like
that.
I got that a lot. I don't think many people are as cultured as you.
What you been up to, Grace? Saving money for the children.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I got it.
Yeah. I'd say you were Under Pressure.
I'm always under pressure.
Which is the name of an album by Rush.
I don't get that.
Grace Under Pressure is a Rush album.
Okay.
There was a picture. Yeah. The cover depicts
just Under Pressure was the name. Yeah.
No, it's Grace Under Pressure. The cover depicts an egg in a vice. I think
that's how I feel in life, like an egg being squeezed.
An egg.
An egg. Sorry. Yeah.
Anyway, Grace, what have you been up to?
The Grace of Spades. Get that one.
I mean, I've got it now.
Yeah.
I will get it now. I'll be walking on the street and. Grace with spades.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
Anyway, Grace is here, and she's work experience, and she is going to be reviewing stuff for us after the traffic and travel. Tell us what you're going to be reviewing today, Grace.
Lots of roof things.
Roofings?
Roof things.
Oh. What things? I mean, what?
That's a surprise.
Oh, good. Right, Grace is here with a surprise. Amazing. Grace is here with a surprise, and she's going to be reviewing things. Next on Talk Radio, this is our work experience. We drag them in from the office, we put them in front of the microphone, and we give them real world experience in the world of work that they so require to work in. We'll do it next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
The Dictionary of Driving by Mazda. Today, the letter M. M is for muddle-minding. Getting your mind in a muddle about the sort of company car you want. The sensible choice or the exciting one. With a Mazda company car, you can have both. Thanks to its outstanding fuel efficiency, premium specification and excellent driving dynamics. Muddle minds. Put your minds at rest. Benefit in kind from just £65 per month for the Mazda 3. Search Mazda Fleet to find out more. Mazda. Drive together. Company car tax at 20%.
When you're on the city and the police on TV, that's amore. When you've got all the matches without any catches, that's amore. When you're on the city and the police on TV, that's amore.
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
Man, that Hypnos bed is comfortable. Time to get up? Work to do. Shower? Tick. Shave? Tick. Dressed? Next question. Time for all-you-can-eat brekkie with the fellas. Bacon, sausages and more bacon. Probably even some beans. Today is a big day. Because you are scaffolders. Whatever your story, this is a great place to start. Premier Inn. Premier U.
Breakfast prices and options may vary. Exclude certain locations.
TradePoint, we've got trade-exclusive pricing on all kitchens. Like the Sanford Textured Oak Effect Slab Kitchen, starting from just £572. Plus, we've got up to 12 kitchens stocked in-store, ready to take away today. Price based on an 8-unit example. Excludes VAT 20%. Trade only.
TradePoint. Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays around Preston with the eastbound side of the A59 Ringway blocked by an accident near to Market Street West. And staying in Lancashire, it's still slow for the eastbound M55 after earlier problems near Junction 3 at Kirkham. The clockwise M60 is still slow between the Trafford Centre and Junction 13 after an earlier accident there involving a lorry. The M6 North busy after a breakdown in the roadworks, Junctions 18 to 19. And there's still only two lanes open on the clockwise M25 near Junction 15 for the M4 with long delays on the approach. That's because of a vehicle fire. I'm Joanna Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians. Just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
On it.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Now, just before we do talk to Grace about things that are happening in the world of hipsters, it's the Hipster Review, of course, in Work Experience Punditry today. It's worth mentioning politics, because politics, well, it moves very quickly. Certainly in Trump's administration. I mean, there are queues in airports now longer than people are serving for Trump, it seems. But we like to keep you abreast of the situation by letting you know on a daily basis, just in case it changes, who the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland is. And to do it, Jake is here from the pre-recorded sport, and he'll bring us that information next.
Theresa May.
Thanks very much, Jake. And if that changes, you will let us know, won't you?
I'll be the first to let you know.
Thank you very much indeed. There's Jake from the pre-recorded sport. Right, it's 3:15 in the afternoon. Let's do some work experience punditry. Here, and she has the details. Work experience punditry. We drag the work experience out of the office, the dull drudgery of it all, and put them front and centre in the microphone area. And we tell them it's a leg up into the industry. The truth of the matter is that that is a lie. We just get them in because they're free. Hi, Grace.
Hello.
So, today, hipster nonsense.
Yep.
What's popped up?
Well, you could say it's popped up very, very high onto the roof.
Oh.
So now you can play croquet on a rooftop bar.
Right.
You have a whole croquet field, which is formerly a three-storey car park in Wapping. And you can play croquet and pentacue, which is a fancy word for bowls.
Is it?
Pentacue.
I've not heard that word before.
That's what happened when I typed it into the internet. It just came up with bowls.
All right. spell it. Pentacue?
I might not spell it right, but it's P-E-N-T-A-Q-U-E.
Pentacue.
Pentacue.
With an extra
N. It's petanque.
There we go.
It's French.
Yeah.
Kaplunk.
Not kaplunk. Petanque.
I'm just...
French kaplunk.
No, it's fine. I like... Now you've spelt it out. It's like, yeah. I'm now aware of what it is. It's fine, because I like to bring a sort of... I think this... If anything, Grace...
No,
this,
you just like to correct people. No, that's what it is.
No, it isn't. It's about bringing, I think, information, education, they say entertainment, education,
no,
to the radio
you like
nation.
To demean people. That's
I thought it wasn't demean...
Actually, it's petanque.
No, well, I mean, I didn't mean it to come across like
well,
that.
Well, that's what it...
This is not going to be between you two. I don't mind. You
know? Anyway... That's the silver. You know, you might have seen people doing it. It's French, isn't it? It's a silver ball thing.
Yeah, like the bowls, right?
Yeah, but French. So it's
so fancy.
So it's pentacue.
Fancy.
He's right.
So you know who would be good for this? Camilla Car Park Bowls.
Good. Good. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I think you'll find it.
Do you want
you'll
the
find
show next week?
It's Camilla Car Park Balls, but that's fine. Just correcting.
No.
That's what Prince Charles calls her. Right?
Shut up.
Cups.
No.
Anyway, so you can play petanque. Pentacue, petanque. I'm happy with either.
Me and you.
Yes, Cornelius.
And Ginger producer Dave just last week went to, I don't think this particular bar on top of a car park.
Yeah.
But another bar on top
yes,
of the car park.
Yes, we did, Cornelius.
Where there was all sorts of activities.
Yeah, there's quite a few around.
There's a roller disco at that one. There was Jenga on the tables, which me and Dave played.
Yeah.
And there was batting cages, like baseballs.
Wow.
So we're quite cool now.
I always say hipster is rubbish, but I actually am quite the hipster, if I'm honest. You know, with my hipster-ness. Nurse, thank you, Grace. Yeah,
it's the
hipster nurse. Sorry, who's the hipster nurse?
I could be a hipster nurse. Like a sort of Florence Nightingale for dying hipsters.
Florence and the Machine Nightingale.
Is that the hipster thing? Anyway, all right, so you can... stop talking. So you can play these games on a multi-story car park that's been sort of reimagined.
Yes.
Yeah. But what about the cars, Grace? My question to you is, what about the car? Where are they going to park if everyone's playing Pentacue?
They park next to the croquettes. Set.
The croquette.
Yeah.
A potato one, particularly.
Yeah, yeah.
Very good. Well, fine. All right. Well, I mean, I'll never go to do this, but because croquet is a bit of an annoying, you know, the ball and the hoop, isn't it?
I find it
irritating.
That's a good one for croquet's annoying, but petanque is great for family activity, I think, especially on holiday.
Is it?
Yeah, really good. Really strong.
Is it? Why?
It's like calm and competitive at the same time.
Is it like, you know, when you play games like beach cricket and then you just throw the ball as far away as you can so the kids will just disappear for a while?
Yeah. I'll tell you a good one, which I play with my children, is hide and seek.
That's right, good.
Because I love them, but they are annoying. So what you can do is you go, let's play hide and seek. And they go, yeah, brilliant, we love hide and seek. And then what they do, they go and hide, but I don't seek. Oh. And then I get half an hour out of that.
That's quite mean.
Well, you say that. They love it. They just think they've hidden brilliantly and they haven't been found.
That's a good
but
point.
But I'm just reading a paper. That's brilliant.
That's a good point.
It's the ultimate holiday game.
Yeah. The kids that I play hide and seek with always say, right, I'm going to go and hide underneath the sofa and you have to come and try and find me. Like, that's really the point of the game.
You need to put a stop to that.
Yeah.
Anyway, what else have you got there?
Okay, so another rooftop is, I don't know if you've heard this, this is the UK's smallest rooftop bar, which is on the top of John Lewis.
In London, this is in London, is it?
Yes, it's London, yeah. So it's the smallest pub in London, and it is in the shape of a shed. And it has lots of other garden-related things, a private herb garden, and even a rooftop menu.
A rooftop menu?
Yeah, I presume that when they say rooftop menu, it's things that, you know, like fried frisbees and, like, smoked pigeon.
Yeah.
And you always have shoes on top of roofs. Why? Do you find that?
I don't think I've ever found a shoe on a roof.
Do you know
roof?
When you go on a bus? When you go on a bus, right, and you're on the top deck, the best part of the deck.
I mean, obviously I don't travel on a bus.
This is for us people who need correcting in speech. So
I feel bad about that now.
Oh, it's fine. Yeah, I'm not bothered. I get corrected all the time. Don't worry.
Anyway, no, I do know what you mean. Yes, and you do occasionally see the odd training shoe, don't you? On top
one,
of a bus
though.
Shelter. Yeah.
And I don't know why that is.
Here's what I think it is. Mm. I might be wrong, but I've travelled, Grace. I've been to,
but not on buses.
No, I have. Actually, I once spent 2 weeks on a Greyhound bus going across the whole of America.
Oh.
Right, that's 3,500 miles on a bus, Grace. So I've suffered.
Chasing a rabbit bus.
A lady sat next to me and weed herself.
Oh, like, and the bus, she was so scared of you.
The bus got, no, the bus got, because I kept correcting her.
Yeah, he sat next to the toilet.
The bus got shot at. Anyway, that's a sign. But I have been to many cities, and occasionally in cities, you will see, as you will know, a couple of shoes thrown over like a wire.
Yeah, that's
a gang symbol.
Yes, do you know what it means?
No.
It's drugs. It's buy drugs here. It's it's like a sign for buying drugs beneath the shoes.
There was one in Shirley, which is in Croydon, right near me, once. It just popped out. It was like living in LA. Like, like, wow, look.
Some idiot threw his shoe up.
It's like living in San Andreas in Shirley.
What I love about the shoe motif, right, is it's two things. It's one, it's gang-related and drugs. Two, a toddler lost one. That someone's seen and just put up in case someone comes back for it. You know, on a glove or so. So they're the two shoe-related things outside for me.
Also, you just have to imagine gang members, like, throwing them up, trying over and over again. Oh, missed again. What am I like?
And the more drugs they take, the worse at it they get.
Yeah.
Anyway, you're right.
Thank you.
What were we talking about?
I don't know.
Roof. Smallest bars. What?
Yes. Something. Yeah, small bars on roofs.
When there's a wild, what is it, a secret herb garden?
I don't know if it's secret, but they have herbs.
What did they call it?
London's smallest rooftop bar.
It's not a secret anymore, Cornelius, the amount of people that listen to this.
Well, no, just herb garden sounds a bit... like it might have some shoes above it. That's all I'm saying.
All right, good point.
Probably isn't though. Yeah, I shouldn't say.
Probably say legal reasons. All right, good. Anything else roof related?
No.
Oh.
Eamon Holmes's wife has...
What?
No. Her name's Ruth.
Run away from
her. No, she's called Ruth. You just pronounce it Ruth because you can't say the TH.
Ruth.
It's Ruth.
Ruth. What?
It's Ruth.
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 So if Eamon Holmes sings Ruth. up on the roof...
Oh, I don't want to think about that. No. Thanks.
No one does. All right, any more hipster nonsense?
There's quite a few.
Go on.
So there's every Friday there's a campfire club, which is where people gather outside in various locations, get folk singers from around the world and sing songs around the campfire.
Oh, that sounds quite nice.
It does sound nice, yeah. Maybe that's not so hipster, but it is though, isn't it?
Yeah, very hipster indeed. But
I'd love that. Yeah. I used to do scouts and stuff.
Did you?
Yeah.
Is that legal?
Go to scouts.
Oh, right.
And I used to lead the campfires, yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Sing was anybody else the there? Or?
Yeah, big crowds. Big crowds. I did it in Switzerland once. World tour.
You strike me as a former scout, actually, now you say
we have my scout leader on Jake Yap's show on Sunday.
Did you?
To talk about it, yeah. We were struggling.
Yeah. Clearly. Did you... have you still got your woggle?
No. I literally just moved, so I chucked out a load of stuff.
I was a Sky Scouted.
It's great. Yeah. I think it's brilliant.
Yeah. Very good. Were you anything? Grace, did you brownie or guide?
I went to guides for like a week when I was a bit too old to go.
Right.
I think, yeah. No, not really. No. I'm a bit too cool for that. I'm just gonna
might become the new hipster thing, going to scouts.
Well, it won't ever. All right, good. Okay.
Quick one. Okay. Alice's Adventures Underground. So we've gone from Ruby's to Underground.
I like the sound of this.
Yeah, this is just an immersive experience where people go dress up. They don't dress up. I think they go on an experience where people are dressed up as really psychedelic Alice in Wonderland characters. And they go on the Waterloo Underground Station and follow them and have all these things and have conversations with French frogs, which is a little bit racist.
And
narcoleptic dormice and... Yeah, just generally go and have some experimental cocktails and...
Immersive experiences are all the rage, aren't they, at the moment? I keep seeing things about immersive experiences. There was one I sent you the other day to get us on.
I'm literally just Googling it now because I forgot to contact.
Greg, did you contact the other one I sent you that I want to do, which is sliding outside the shard down to the ground?
That's the one I was looking up. What one were you talking about?
The Hammer Horror one.
No, I haven't seen this.
Oh, the Hammer Horror Immersive Experience. See,
what's that?
Get them on. Look, under the guise of an interview or something.
Yeah.
Right, we'll just set it up. This is how the radio works. Set it up that we'll, like, say it's an interesting interview, right, even though it might not be, and then we'll get a free go on the thing.
We've had a warning about that following eating ice cream on the air for half an hour on Friday.
Have we? Yeah. When you say warning, what did that?
Well, there's a meeting called.
Was there?
Just to say... Yeah, you are on the radio, remember?
Yeah.
People need to listen.
Yeah. That was a good half an hour.
Was it?
Yeah, it was delicious.
For you.
Exactly.
Fair point. Anyway, Grace, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you, though.
Thank you.
I think thank you.
Seriously, thank you.
Okay. Yeah. There's Grace. She's at work experience. She did punditry there. She was reviewing it. Did we really have a thing like that? That's very funny. Good. Right, in the next bit, there will be the big debate at 3 o'clock, and then we're just going to eat ice cream for 50 minutes. Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
I used to be a security guard. Work nights. Instead of being at home with the kids watching TV, I was always at work with Big Barry watching CCTV. But now I drive with Uber. I don't have to work on social hours if I don't want to, and I can do and watch whatever I want.
Daddy, can I watch Doggy Detective?
Brilliant.
Work or not, at the touch of a button. Find out more at uber.com/driveuk. Uber, where to?
At Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles, we understand how important it is to choose the right van for your business. So not only does the Volkswagen Transporter have city emergency braking as standard, meaning you're less likely to be involved in an accident, it also now comes with 2 free services and is available on contract hire for just £229 a month. That's right, you're in van heaven. Search Volkswagen Transporter to find out more. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles, working with you. £1,374 initial rental and 20% VAT. Business users only until 1st of October 2017. T's and C's and exclusions apply. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicle Financial Services.
The Homebase end of season clearance is on now. Hurry in for this Qualcast 600 watt hedge trimmer. Was £39.99, now only £33. Homebase, always low prices.
Score the biggest deal of the Premier League and save an unbeatable £900 versus Sky over 18 months with Britain's lowest price Sky Sports bundle from TalkTalk. For just £28.45 a month, get award-winning TV, all eight Sky Sports channels and unlimited broadband including line rental. But hurry, the big summer save ends 17th of August. Search TalkTalk TV now. TalkTalk. For everyone. Based on slower broadband speeds than BT and Virgin. Competitor contracts for 12 months. Sky has more channels. Contract and conditions apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
In the afternoons. Good afternoon. I am John Holmes. It's just gone 3 o'clock. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, so-called musketeers guilty of terrorism, Prince Philip's last day in the job, and Mogmentum.
Talk Radio.
Members of a gang who describe themselves as the Musketeers have been convicted of plotting a pipe bomb attack in the UK. The four men were caught during an undercover operation by police and MI5 in Birmingham. Officers bugged a car and found a bomb and a machete in a sports bag. Matt Ward is the head of the West Midlands Counter-Terrorism Unit.
We've seen tragically across the country what happens when we're not able to stop those attacks. On this occasion, we're very grateful we have been able to stop it, and we have kept the communities of not only the Midlands but the UK safer.
A group of army cadets have been rescued in mountains in County Down. The Coast Guard and three helicopters were called out when the young people from Middlesbrough got caught out by bad weather. It's understood around 17 have hypothermia. New figures show a record number of deaths from drug poisoning in England and Wales. More than 3,700 people were killed by illegal or legal substances in 2016. The Duke of Edinburgh is about to make his final solo appearance on royal duty this afternoon. Prince Philip will attend a parade by the Royal Marines. Broadcaster and royal biographer Giles Brandreth has told Talk Radio it's the end of an era.
When I first met him, I was surprised by A, how dynamic he was, B, how hands-on, C, how he wasn't really interested in any flim-flam or fawning or any of that. Royal, but completely unstuffy. And very funny.
And Conservative MP Jacob Rees-Mogg has told Talk Radio he's enormously flattered a man got a tattoo in his honour.
It's a great compliment. I just hope he doesn't become a socialist when he gets older and try and have to change it. But no, it's a huge compliment, very flattering.
Ross Atkinson's had a Mogmentum, a play on the Labour grassroots movement, inked on his chest. The Tory backbench has seen a surge in support recently, but he insists he's not vying for Theresa May's job.
I notice you've changed the beginning of your bulletin.
Again?
Because I changed my bulletins, John.
No, but the three musketeers that we were talking about.
I can't be bothered to go over this again.
No, but you've changed it.
Changed again,
haven't you? You changed it. And more accurately, I think. The so-called three musketeers.
I just said the so-called musketeers,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah, it's all like right. the so-called Islamic State.
Which they're part of.
They're not.
Well,
actually, yeah.
They are, aren't they?
Yeah.
And, but we don't call the Islamic State that because that's what they want to be called. So yeah. We call them the so-called.
Well,
now
I call
these
them...
musketeers, they want to be the musketeer. Because obviously they had the full costumes, didn't they?
They did.
They were arrested in full costumes.
The hats, the feathers.
Yeah.
The horses.
Curly wigs. Yeah.
Now you're confusing them. That's the judges that were trying the case. Wigs. Yeah. It's when someone has a title that they put on themselves. But you don't respect it, and so you say so called. It's like Denny.
Yeah. Oh, our boss.
It's so called our boss.
Yeah.
It's that. It's the same. Anyway, Victoria's got the weather.
Yeah.
Talk Radio national weather.
So called weather.
Wet and windy for most. Staying sunny in northern Scotland. Highs of 20 degrees.
I'm not going to.
No.
You two are ridiculous.
Okay. Here's... Who is it?
Yes.
Who do you think it is?
Is it Jake?
Yeah.
He's got the pre.
He's got
the.
Not Jake, yeah.
He's got the. Jake. What is his name? Robson.
Robson.
He's got the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to buy online and deliver to your door the next day. Selco's got it. Selco is where
the trade go. Good afternoon, I'm Jay Robson. Barcelona have confirmed Neymar's intention to leave the club as he edges closer to a £198 million move to Paris Saint-Germain. The Brazil forward's been given permission to miss training to resolve his future. However, La Liga have reiterated they'll try to stop the move from happening on grounds of financial fair play, saying that they intend to take the matter to court if necessary. Spanish expert Graham Hunter says La Liga and its chairman have no legal power to stop the deal going through.
Could he slow, could he frustrate Neymar? Could he frustrate Paris Saint-Germain? Yeah, it's Spain. Of course that could happen. It could add days to it. It could add nastiness to it. But it's only went to the heart of the matter, legally. Once that money is paid, then anybody denying the end of that Neymar Barcelona contract is breaking the law.
Meanwhile, Liverpool striker Daniel Sturridge has played down the thigh injury that saw him limp off in the friendly win over Bayern Munich last night. The England forward told the club's website it's just fatigue and he's okay. Finally, the Sussex Stakes is the feature race at Glorious Goodwood today. Ribchester leads the field, with Churchill also heavily fancied. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
Something you've never been, Cornelius. Right, it's...
I have been powered by TalkSport.
6 minutes past 3 o'clock, you're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's time for the big debate. So as people queue up everywhere at European airports, with queues now longer than some flights, there are moves to rename airports Q-ports, because that is what they mostly are. British Airways, in particular, have had more problems with their check-in system. With planes, this is what's been happening. Planes are now having to take their wheels off to go through security and put their stewardesses in a tray. Now, the extra time spent queuing is even before we get to Brexit proper, when staff in Europe's airports will take longer to process British passports. Just to make a point, calling everybody over their colleagues, of course, calling them all over to point and laugh at the UK idiots. The answer, say some, is to fly first class. Go through the curtain and the stewardesses aren't in trays there, and if anyone starts to form a queue, they're shot. On the line now is Matthew. He's called Talk Radio. Good afternoon, Matthew.
Yeah. What's up, John? You good, man? It's bad man Matt over here. You know it.
It's Matthew, isn't it, really? But so it's...
My mum calls me Matthew.
So look, here's the thing, isn't it? Right, you've phoned in because you don't like the notion of curtains, right? Is it curtains for curtains, Matthew?
Well, it should be, if you ask me, yeah? It's not just me either, you know? There's a poison amongst the youth of this country. I've seen many of my peers go down a dark road, and it's all down to curtains, bruv.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, like imagine some kid sitting in his living room, yeah? And he's like... sitting there, and what's going to stop him from doing something terrible, you know, like flipping the TV over to Babe Station, or doing a drugs, or watching a Russell Howard stand-up DVD? I'll tell you what's going to stop him doing that. It's the curtains, bruv. The curtains are closed. You've got privacy.
Yeah.
Your kid is left to himself and could do whatever the hell he wants.
So are you saying then, if all curtains... Because at the end... It's all very well calling for the end of curtains, right? But what could happen there is that people would just replace them with a blind or something. So the problem remains, doesn't it? You're not getting rid of.
But we've got to start from the ground up. You know, I can't form a front against all sort of window blocking devices. But
right.
Curtains being the most common and being the easiest to draw back and forth, closed and open. You know, I think that's a good start.
All right.
We've got to get rid of curtains.
Get rid of curtains. All right, Giles is on. Giles has been listening to this. He's on the other line. Hi, Giles. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, kiddo. How are you?
You're very well, thanks. Thanks for calling in. And now you are...
Giles, by the way. You can call me Giles.
Yes, up, Giles. I respect that. I'll call you what you want me to call you. Yes, Giles. How you doing, bruv?
Hello, Matthew. It's Giles here.
You call me Badman Matt. That would be very polite of you to return the favour. You get me?
No problem, bad man, Matthew.
All right, good man, Giles. Now, you are calling in because you are part of this pro-curtain lobby that we've been hearing a lot about in the news. What is it about curtains that you think we should keep? Why should we keep curtains?
Jonathan, I believe not just curtains, but of course a wide range of window adornments. You know, you've got the blinds. You've got the drapes, you've even got the makeshift ones to put up to block out the sun when people sleep during the day. Anything, basically, you'd stick in front of a curtain, be it an old woman or even some old cobwebs. Whatever you'd like to put in front of curtains, as long as you can draw them, I'm a fan.
Now, if you were to draw curtains, what would you use? Pen, pencil, quill?
I'd use a Crayola, I think. I'd use it orange or red, just go to pastel colours, a bit like the sun, so I could look out the window, assuming that I've got a sun. In fact, my whole house is a window, John. I live in a giant window.
Right. Ideally, what should a curtain be made of, though? I mean, glass, Semtex, beef, what?
Beef, definitely, but problem is when you draw them, you do have issues. You can have some chicken curtains, but that's something really deep that I don't want to get into right now.
Okay, let me
generally,
bring...
It's
hard to do the shading, really, with beef.
What I want to ask you is this, right? You have called for the end of curtains, right? So presumably you would... I mean, what are you saying? Are you saying to curtain off curtains? So if we... What do? We take them out of our houses, we hand them in, some sort of... there's a curtain amnesty...
You know what? I've actually been running... Me and my mate Buffting, we've been running an amnesty. It's called Curtains for Squirtins. So like I'm advising all the youth in my area, like, take down your curtains. Don't, you know, ignore what mum says, take down your curtains, bring them over to us to our little hutch. We got a hutch in the allotments around the back of Pitsagger. And so, like, bring us
quite specific,
and we'll squirt some whipped cream in your mouth.
But hang on a minute. Wait a minute. Let's look at the history of this, right? Because curtains have been with us for a very long time, right? Everyone's got them, right?
Or herstory.
Most people. Let's look at the history of it. Alexander Fleming, of course.
Or herstory.
Alexander Fleming famously left a window in a Petri dish, right? He went back the next morning to find that there were curtains on it.
Yeah.
And you can't argue with science, can you?
Yeah, but what were the germs?
No, I said you can't. I said you can't argue with science.
You can't argue with science. John,
You can't argue with science.
No, but you can examine it.
Stop arguing with science.
I'm not trying to argue with science. I'm trying to yes and with science, yeah? I agree. The curtains appeared the next day. But what Fleming failed to do was examine the germs underneath the curtain and see what kind of nasty misdeeds they were getting up to.
Right. Here's a way to stop this, right? Because I need what we need. It's I'm talking about science. Put a number on it, right? That's the way forward with this, right? So put a number on it. Giles first. Put a number on curtains.
I'd say 794. Yes, that's
right, Matthew, put a number on curtains.
Well, you think that's a really high number, yeah, but I'm going to put 8 on it, because you turn it 8 sideways, it's infinity, and that's how much I hate curtains and what it's doing to my friends.
So you're saying 8/infinity curtains, and Giles is saying 794 curtains.
You don't have to...
John,
you're talking over each other. Just, Giles, make your point.
Toby Amstis.
Right, Matthew, you have... Could you tell me a way, right? Because curtains are expensive, right? How will young people get on the curtain ladder?
Are you asking me, bro?
If you like.
Well, I don't want them on the curtain ladder.
Right.
You know.
So you'd rather leave young people off the curtain ladder.
I'd rather they found more interesting endeavours than, you know, investing in curtains.
Yeah.
Things that are going to put them in the darkness and make them get up to nasty, weird stuff.
Sorry, like, is this the band poetry. The Dark? You want them in all children to be in the band The Darkness?
Put them in the light. A child needs to be in the light, bruv. Needs to be exposed.
Is there enough... This is crops up a lot, of course, and it's a fair question, because everyone's got curtains in their house. People who have curtains. Is there enough diversity in curtains? I mean, are we seeing... You know, Lenny Henry's called for this, of course. He says there aren't enough BAME curtains, and that's fair, isn't it? There are... I mean, there aren't. I mean, curtains of what colour, Matthew?
Well, you know, I don't see colour. I don't think colour is an issue. But I've met velvet curtains.
Yeah.
I've met cotton curtains.
Good.
I've met, you know, like that lace kind of...
Lace.
You know, that one that goes under the curtain, but it's still technically a curtain.
Yeah,
but it doesn't really quite look like a curtain because you can see through it.
Yeah.
Like, that's a good middle ground for me. I'm all right with those. So if you ask me, I don't know what Lenny Henry's going on about. There are curtains of all sorts of shades.
All right, there are. Charles, you come back in there.
Transparent curtain, John. I'm happy to compromise. You can see right through something. But there was a story out today saying that people are trying to buy curtains. They can't buy the ones they want. So what they have to start with is starting with the tassels. So some people just have like a hanging or a blind. You know, one of those things where you can pull up the blind, but you don't know if the one where you're pulling it up or opening it sideways.
So you're boring. You're boring.
So you can buy one of them.
You're actually boring now. Let me just play. I just want to bring this into the argument. So have a quick listen to this. This is important. This is important. So throw those kisses wide. So that's interesting, isn't it? That is interesting.
Boom, 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 pop, boom, boom, pop, pop. That's a boom beat, bro. Play again.
I will. Calm down, Matthew. I will.
What is that noise?
I am going to play it again, but I'm going to play it again, but bearing in mind what you are calling for, Matthew. So throw that changes things, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It leaves a bit of a gap there, but you know what you can do with that gap?
Pull a curtain over it.
No, you bring in a rapper just to go shibbity bibbity bibbity bee.
Oh, really? All right.
Okay. 1, 2, 3 with a John Holmes style.
All right, well, let's try that. I'm going to play it again. I want you to rap in the gap, okay? Rap in the gap.
I'll rap in the gap. Shibbity bibbity bop bop bop.
And there we must leave the debate. Giles, sum up the debate for me in one word, if you would.
Beefy.
Thank you. Matthew?
Squirty.
Good. Now, if you've got a point to make about that, do we need...
Good one,
do we need curtains? I mean, we've got them. But do we need them? That is the question. That's what we're asking. We live in post-Brexit Britain now. We've got eyes and salad. Why do we need curtains? Get in touch. Let us know what you think. We'll take your points of view. 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd
like. I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio, and that is The Big Debate.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. The James Whale Show, weeknights from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
It's the radio show that's not afraid to plumb the deepest depths.
And come up smelling of roses, driving you up the wall and around a U-bend with outspoken opinions and a bucket full of breaking news. The James Whale Show, weeknights from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
Adam's Staycation Fish Tacos.
We're not going away this year. Mum's gutted. She had a heart set on Mexico. She's been learning Spanish and everything. So tonight, I'm doing the next best thing. I'm making my special fish tacos. Roasted cod with red peppers in a crunchy taco with chili salsa. Lovely. If only we could get some Mexican weather too.
Find Adam's Staycation Fish Tacos recipe online or in store. Food love stories. Brought to you by Tesco.
It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans, and it could be yours.
What's that coming over the hill? Van Monster! Van Monster!
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, all with 6 months warranty and the Van Monster price match guarantee. Like these 2014 Ford Transit Customs from under £9,000 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com.
New Sky Sports is here. So now all our Sky TV customers can get our brand new channel dedicated to the Premier League for £18 a month. With 126 live games and a new weeknight debate show. Exciting, eh, Gary? Oh!
To give Chelsea a place!
If you don't have Sky TV, bundles start from £22 a month. Search New Sky Sports today to get our new Premier League channel.
Unbelievable!
Cancellation requires 31 days notice. New Sky TV customers, £20 setup fee, 18-month contract.
In Greater Manchester, we have one lane blocked and slow traffic due to an accident. A car and a lorry involved on the M60 anti-clockwise between junction 15 and junction 14 around East Lancs Road. Elsewhere in Greater Manchester, slow traffic due to an earlier broken down lorry. It's on the M60 anti-clockwise at junction 15 and congestion is back to junction 17 around Prestwich and travel time is around 10 minutes. And in Staffordshire, we have one lane closed and slow traffic due to a broken down vehicle. It's on the M6 southbound between junction 10A and junction 10 for Wolverhampton. I'm Sammy Jolo.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Sammy Jolo, Sammy Jolo, Sammy Jolo, Sammy Jolo, Sammy Jolo, Sammy Jolo. Everybody in the control room, put the microphone on. Are you ready?
Sammy Jolo, Sammy Jolo,
Sammy Jolo, Sammy Jolo,
Sammy Jolo, Sammy Jolo.
Sammy Jolo, Sammy Jolo.
Sammy Jolo, travel news. You listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes. A lot of your reactions have been coming into that debate. Cornelius, what have we got?
John, just some of the places you can buy curtains include Argos, Wayfair, Tesco. Yep. What next? Sorry, no, Next. Next as well, you can buy curtains.
In their home department, actually, yeah. Can't you? John, good afternoon. The government... Thanks for that. sending that in. Alex has been on. I told my doctor, John, I felt like a pair of curtains. Doctor, I went to the doctors. He says, I said, doctor, I feel like a pair of curtains. Mm-hmm. He prescribed me tramadol and 2 weeks off work. from Alex. John, I think Kirsten Dunst is a very underrated actress, as is Kurt Russell. Brackets, I was only half listening. That's from Jeff. Kirsten. Anyway, if you'd like to get in touch with us, you can 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Now, in the next bit of the programme, there will be, of course, a game of Dead or Alive. I've got a list of things here. Well, no, it's here. That might be dead or they might be alive. It's up to you to figure out which is which. That's coming in the final half an hour of the programme. But do you know what's important now?
That we talk to a foreign correspondent?
That's exactly what's important now, because we like to be international, and there are stories that don't just happen in Britain, but also happen in foreign. So, good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. This always happens, doesn't it? Look at it. Hang on, just sorry. Sorry, I left the John Holmes. And it is time to talk to our foreign correspondent now. We've got her on the line. Much talk, of course, about the airport delays in Europe due to these new security rules. Foreign correspondent, good afternoon.
Buona tarde, ¿qué tal?
Now, you're talking to us, I understand, from a Spanish region. And tell us a little bit, if you would, about, because this is all over the papers today, tell us a little bit about what is going on in airports in Europe.
Bueno, bàsicament el que està passant és que amb el canvi de regulació dels espais Schengen, de les zones Schengen, que com sabeu és la zona en què no cal identificació per viatjar entre països perquè no hi ha fronteres físiques, diguem-ne, el que està passant ara és que estan fent molts més controls arran d'atacs terroristes, tot aquest tipus de coses, no? Doncs el que passa és que hi ha cues de dos...
Sorry, interrupt. Let me stop you on that point. What is it about the Schengen area?
És molt complicat, és molt complicat. Mm. De fet, jo no ho entenc i jo he pensat de contactar-te tu, Joan, perquè m'expliquis, no sé, em facis un haiku o alguna cosa, no?, per explicar-me què està passant, perquè el tema és que no hi ha fronteres, vale? Llavors... Com que no hi ha fronteres, no necessites documents d'identificació per viatjar entre països.
Yeah, sorry, I know, but the point is, isn't it, that we're British and we like queuing?
De debò, sí.
I mean, you're Spanish, right? You're a Spanish correspondent. You like throwing animals off high buildings, right? That's what the
So
and we like queuing. So it's just. I think we should be embracing this in this country. I mean, is there any thought in Spanish where you are about the notion of British queue? I mean, do we queue better than you? Don't we?
No. A veure, potser us agrada més el tema aquest de fer cues, no? Però la veritat és que. Ben no ho feu. Per què? Perquè encara que us agradi, vosaltres, els britànics, sou dèbils i us canseu de seguida. Nosaltres, en canvi, com que estem tan acostumats a, bàsicament, no fer res...
Well,
i
again, let me stop you, because you're right on a couple of those points, but Brexit hasn't even started yet. Yeah, you see, you're laughing at us, aren't you? You're laughing at the Brexit.
Què és el Brexit? És que no ho entenc. Yeah. Vull dir, no ha començat... Però sí, perquè hi ha negociacions i Boris Johnson fa molt de temps que no es talla el cabell i que no es tenyeix i llavors, no sé, això ho està complicant una mica tot. De tota manera, el Brexit és Brexit i si no és Brexit, és èxit, no?
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about patatas bravas because that's a delicious tapas dish, isn't it? And I want to know if we, as British people, right, are we going to have to queue longer to get patatas bravas? Patatas bravas.
I tant. Sí.
Patatas bravas.
Patatas bravas. No. Patatas bravas.
Patatas bravas.
No. Patatas bravas.
Patatas
braves.
Brava.
Braves.
Brava.
Joan, no t'ho estàs prenent en sèrio, eh?
Patates
braves. És ofensiu.
Patates braves.
Patates braves.
Patates braves.
Patates braves. Patates braves.
Patates braves. Patates braves. Are we going to queue longer to get patates braves?
Sí. Patates braves.
But that's a problem, though, isn't it? This is the point I'm making.
No.
What do you mean? No, I mean...
No, per què? Vull dir, què vols dir? I si volguessis una cosa que no fos patates braves...
It's the holiday...
No fos...
What you'd... Give us a view, if you would, of the airport now. Give us a view of the airport now.
La veritat és que molta cosa no hi ha. Un moment que miri sota la taula. Yeah. Oh, hi ha una capsa... Hi ha un telèfon. Sent el telèfon. Sí.
Oh, there's a telephone. I meant the queues, really. I mean, give us a... That's the news, isn't it? Give us a view of... how many people are in the... Count the queue.
Un, dos, tres, quatre, cinc, sis, set, vuit, nou, deu... 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46.
Just counting there. We'll Just pick that back up now.
1,354, 1,355, 1,356, 1,357, 1,358, 1,359, 1,360, 1,351, 1,352, 1,353, 1,354, 1,355, 1,356, 1,357.
So there's two people in the queue. I mean, that's... it doesn't sound like a queue to me, if I'm honest, that.
Yeah, però tu no tens ni idea del que estàs parlant.
All right. And if I was going on a holiday to Spain, which I'm not, but if I was, what souvenir should I bring back? Patatas bravas. And there we are. That's our foreign correspondent speaking foreign to us live from somewhere foreign. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
And at 3:30, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Four men have been found guilty of planning a Lee Rigby-style terror attack on police or a military target in the UK. Security services for the group dubbed the Three Musketeers attempt after an in-depth undercover operation. Sky's Ender Brady says MI5 set up a fake company in order to employ two of the men.
It was at this premises in central Birmingham that they found under the driver's seat of a black Seat Leon belonging to one of the men a pipe bomb. They found a samurai sword and also a meat cleaver with the word kafir, which is Arabic for non-believer or infidel. It was at that point that arrests were made.
A rescue mission is underway after dozens of army cadets gone into difficulty while training in mountains in County Down. A number of the youngsters are understood to have hypothermia, others have leg injuries. An inquest has heard a man from West Sussex shot himself in Syria while volunteering for Kurdish forces fighting against the Islamic State group. The 20-year-old did it so he wouldn't be taken hostage. The number of people who've died from poisoning after taking drugs has hit a new high in England and Wales. The figures revealed a big rise in the number of deaths from prescription medicines. The Duke of Edinburgh is meeting Royal Marines this afternoon in his final public engagement before he retires from royal duties. The Queen's consort has spent the last 65 years supporting the monarch in her role as head of state. And Coronation Street star Daniel Brocklebank says he suffered homophobic abuse since starring in the show. The actor plays gay vicar Billy Mayhew and is seen in the soap raising a child in a same-sex relationship. The weather, persistent rain clearing to the southeast and north tonight with some clear spells developing. Some scattered showers will remain though with lows of 13 degrees. Tomorrow windy with a mix of sunshine and showers across much of the country. Highs of 21. There's more in half an hour.
There's more now. Wow.
There is.
And it's time for Victoria's bonus news. Regular listener will know this. Victoria's bulletins are... well, they've shrunk, really, if I'm honest. They're not as impressive as they used to be. And now they are small, and so she must make them up. And she must make them up with time. The time she makes them up with is time for bonus news. Animal news, vegetable news and mineral news. Today, we bring you...
Vegetable news.
Because it covers everything off.
Yes, John. A silo filled with corn has toppled over and caused an explosion at a farm in America.
Wow. Hang on. A silo? Mm-hmm. Maybe it was a missile silo.
I mean, no. It was used for storing corn.
Oh. Okay.
It happened in Indiana and was captured on video, and it's actually worth watching.
Is it?
Yeah. No one was hurt, though, although an elevator apparently was damaged. And apparently the harvest is in 3 weeks, so it's quite devastating.
Right, so what's... I don't understand. So why...
A big container filled with corn slowly topples over. Yeah. All the corn rushes out like a flood of corn. Yeah. And then the silo hits an electricity source and then BAM! Explosion!
That bit wasn't clear, was it? The electricity source there.
Had I finished?
Thought you had. Do you want to finish?
Well, that one's done now, isn't it?
Oh.
onions in Iran...
Vegetable news.
...have shot up in price. So they used to cost between 1,000 and 1,500 tomans. That's 30p.
A lot. Oh.
But... But now they're selling for around 4,400 tomans.
Whoa, how much is that?
40p.
£30.
No.
I don't understand.
So it's about 120.
For an
£1 onion? £1.20 for an onion.
That's a lot.
For one onion. I can get a kilo of those over here for that price.
Can you?
Mm.
All right.
Probably. Go bulk buying, it's even cheaper.
How many onions would you buy in one go, Victoria?
I often buy a kilo. That's around 6 or 7.
And what do you use them for?
Lots of things. Fajitas, shepherd's pie, bolognese, stir fries, curry.
Patatas bravas.
Sorry?
Nothing. Carry on.
I don't like it when you put on that accent.
Vegetable news.
It's quite creepy.
Why was someone filming when that silo went over?
Well, it toppled over very slowly at first, so they had time
to... Why didn't they stop it?
Because it's ginormous.
Why was their first reaction?
It?
Yeah, why was their first... Quick, get a camera. This will be fun. This will make it into vegetable news.
That's what people want. That's the only reason the...
Well, we send £250, don't we, like you've been framed?
Yes, we do.
It's the only vegetable news. It's the most expensive segment of the show.
It's the only bit with the budget.
Yeah.
And we just have to send Iran 30p. For this. Oh.
Press the button.
Well, the music's right.
Yeah, I know. That's vegetable why I'm telling you to press news. The button, John.
Yeah, but...
Hurry up.
I'm going to do it now.
Yes. Oh. How is there any confusion? Hurry up. So, back to the onions, which are now £1.20. Apparently, according to the Agriculture Minister, there's a black market and a light reduction in production. That's to blame for the increase. So, there you go, black market in onions. But people are joking about the onion crisis online.
Did you put the emphasis on cry there? Because onions, when you peel them, make you cry.
No.
Well, you should have done.
Why?
Because of crisis.
But it's spelled differently.
Well, yeah, but it's a verbal pun.
There's no point crying over spilt corn.
Good you mix of done the two that. Stories, yeah. Should I do the onion jokes or not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
Are they appealing?
Oh, I'm not doing them. And finally, my favourite one, which I
layered
want to come here.
Yeah, good.
A man has invented a vegetarian seasoning which he claims can make anything taste like bacon.
Anything?
Anything.
What would you put it on?
Shampoo.
Kale.
Okay.
Cacon.
So apparently he's selling $500,000 of it a month now after expanding in the US. So he appeared on an Australian version of Dragon's Den. And Shetel Hansen says he wanted to cut down his bacon intake, but he's apparently the biggest bacon lover you'll meet.
Yeah.
So, and he says people...
He does what to bacon?
He loves to eat it and create seasoning which tastes like bacon.
Similar to David Cameron did that time.
No, he didn't do that.
He was very much a bacon
no.
lover.
No.
What?
Bacon lover.
Technically, that's not bacon, it's a pig's head. Anyway. People apparently love to put the seasoning
vegetable
on their vegetables to make them taste
better.
It's
more animal news, if I'm honest about that. It's animal news.
Animal news.
David Cameron?
Yeah.
I mean, that's old
news.
Anyway, he denied it. We should probably say that. Do you ever say that?
Animal news.
He definitely did it.
Were you there? Did you see this happen?
No.
Were you partaking?
No. He's older than me.
You're probably around a similar age because you're almost 50.
Absolutely not a similar age.
He was the one dressed as a pig.
So, the pig's head was actually John's.
I mean, it comes to something, doesn't it? It comes to something when one is accused of...
Don't say what.
Did you have sexual relations?
No.
It's in the public interest. That's why I'm asking. As a journalist.
The music's finished.
It's probably best we end
shall
this
I,
segment.
Shall I?
Unless you want to talk about your prior history with David Cameron. Oh, clearly there's a story to tell. Come on,
John.
No,
I thought you hadn't finished.
Animal news.
So what happened with Mr. Cameron?
No, I was waiting for vegetable
mineral news.
No, it's not mineral news.
Vegetable news.
So, John.
Yes.
As this might help you. No. So, Shuttle Hansen says, putting the bacon flavouring, if you use your imagination, you can have a lot of fun with it and put it on everything.
I mean, that's a poor...
Is he being suggestive there?
It's a poor story, isn't it? Because he's saying, I've invented something that makes everything taste like bacon, if you use your imagination. I mean,
no,
you could go, well, I've invented...
No, he's being suggestive.
No, he's not. He's suggesting.
No, that's what it is. Victoria said it with a wry smile.
It's because I was making a link between David Cameron...
Sorry, we're moving on from that. We're moving on from that.
I'm not bringing that up, not me.
Natural Cornelius brought it up, if we're being accurate. Anyway, the seasoning's low-calorie vegetarian. And people apparently are even using it in their morning coffee.
Oh!
Bacon coffee.
It's not a mix I'd go for.
You should put it on bacon, then you got double bacon.
There you go. Anyway, that was...
vegetable news.
That's right, and it's over now.
Vegetable news.
Yeah, it's gone. Yeah. Chloe's gone mad over there.
Remix.
Chloe's got
she's imagining you.
I think we're
going to
leave that advert break. Yeah, I think we're going to leave that there.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Have you discovered the award-winning new Citroën C3? With integrated connected cam Citroën, 36 bi-tone colour combinations, Apple CarPlay and 3 years free servicing. Why not discover it for yourself in showrooms now or search new C3. Citroën. Features available on selected models. 3 year offer ends after 36 months or 35,000 miles are exceeded, whichever occurs soonest. Terms and conditions apply at participating dealers only.
TradePoint, we've got trade exclusive pricing on all kitchens. Like the Sanford textured oak effect slab kitchen, starting from just £572. Plus, we've got up to 12 kitchens stocked in store, ready to take away today. Price based on an 8-unit example, excludes VAT 20%. Trade only.
Money.
Unless you win the lottery.
Get lucky with a metal detector.
Or strike oil in your back garden!
It doesn't come for free, but at least it's protected for free. Because should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union, the Financial Services Compensation Scheme protects up to £85,000 of your money. Search FSCS Protected for more information.
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shave and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shave for my mum to let her know I'm here for her.
I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
Talk radio, traffic and travel.
In Greater Manchester, we have slow traffic due to an earlier accident. A lorry and a car involved on the M60 anti-clockwise. This is in junction 15 and junction 14 around East Lancs Road. That's not helped due to roadworks in the area. In Warwickshire, one lane closed and queuing traffic on the M42 northbound. This is between junction 9 and junction 10 around Tamworth. That is due to roadworks and emergency barrier repairs. And in Worcestershire, one lane closed due to a vehicle tyre change. That is on the M42 northbound. That's between junction 1 and junction 2 around Redditch. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. A lot of texts coming in, thank you for them, on your plans to cut down on electricity. Now, this is following the story that British Gas are going to increase their electricity prices. I know, it's madness. They're not even called British Electricity. by 12.5%. So how are you going to do your bit and cut down on electricity? We've had lots coming in so far. The notion of changing all of your light bulbs in your house to gas cookers. So what you need to do is just take your light fittings down and glue gas hobs, possibly four ring cookers, to the ceiling. Turn them all on at once. It's gas. It's cheaper. And it will light your room and heat it as well, actually. So that's a very...
Oh, yeah, but what about in the summer where it's dark but warm?
I don't have an answer for that. John, I'm not taking any chances. I switched to a diesel kettle, of course, was one that came in earlier. But, of course, unfortunately, by 2040, petrol kettles, and diesel kettles will be outlawed, and you will be only allowed to use electricity or solar kettles by then. What have you got, Cornelius? What's been coming?
This is from Davis, who says, I'm saving electricity by having wind turbines installed in my lounge and using the hot air from Julia Hartley Brewer's mouth to power them.
Yeah, which is an alternative energy source, so that's... That's fine. John, I've turned off all the escalators at the train station I work at, which saves electricity in two ways. The obvious way, and then also I don't have to turn on my television, as I can watch people walking up escalators as if they don't know how to walk upstairs. Somebody works in a train station. Cornelius?
Yes, this is from Martha, who says, instead of using a fridge freezer, I'm going to store all my food in the Arctic and just fly there every time I want some Findus crispy pancakes.
Thank you very much indeed. I keep those coming in. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere.
How are you cutting down on electricity? That's what we want to know. Now, the new... Oh, go on.
One more. Okay. John, this is from Reese, who says, John, in my office, instead of sending emails electronically, I'm printing them out and then walking over to the person who it's for. All staff emails tend to take quite a while.
Thank you very much for that. Keith is coming in, as I said. Now, the news. There's a lot of news around today. It's there's the queuing in airports, of course.
There's been a terror arrest in Southend Airport, which Victoria will have more on.
Is there?
Yeah, just there.
Don't call Victoria a moron. It's terrible. The news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, well, don't worry, because we're here to help. And we're here to help with, short form Oriental verse. The news is expressed through Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus.
European airport queues longer than the flights, but have more leg room.
The news in haiku. And now it is time to bring you Wednesday afternoon's quiz of the week. It's a game of dead or alive. It's a game of dead or alive. I've got a list of things, but are they dead or are they alive? Let's meet today's contestant, who is on the telephone. Hello, today's contestant.
Hello.
Hello there. Who are you?
Laquan.
Laquan?
Laquan.
Oh, that'll do. Right, where are you? Where are you from, and why are you called that?
I'm from Northampton, and I actually have no idea why I'm called that. To be honest, I don't even know where it comes from.
Right, it's great.
Some people say... Some people say it's French, but, you know...
It's a great name, Laquan.
Thank you.
I kind of like that. I don't know any other Laquan. I've never met a Laquan.
So neither.
It's good, isn't it? What's your surname, Laquan? Does it match?
Johnson.
No, it doesn't. Is it fine? Laquan Johnson, though. That's quite cool. I like that. Anyway, listen, what do you do, Laquan?
Well, at the moment, I'm working full-time at Stefan's, but I'm still at uni. I'm actually going into my last year.
How do you work full-time? Oh, because it's the holidays.
Mm. Yeah.
There you go. I understand.
What's Stefan's?
Wait, what is Stefan's?
It's a jeweller's.
This is?
In Northampton.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I like the idea. Look, if I went into a jeweller's in Northampton and met a Laquan, I think that's quite a... Yeah, that all fits somehow. I don't know. What's your favourite? What's the biggest selling item of jewellery, Laquan?
It'll be our watches. I don't know which one's the most expensive, but they range to like 15 grand. Like
15 grand for a watch.
They get a little cheaper, but you know the good ones are the expensive ones.
All right, good advice. So if you want a watch, you've got 15 grand to burn, get yourself to Stefan's in Northampton and ask for Laquan. Right. So, Laquan, this is what's going to happen, right? So there's a game of Dead or Alive. I've got a list of things. Some of the things are dead and some of the things are alive. And you have to tell me what, Laquan. It's that simple.
Okay.
Are you ready to play?
Yes, I'm ready.
Here we go, then. Okay, here's number one. Dead or Alive, what a condom, a catheter, and a syringe can keep a new mum?
Dead?
No! How would you keep a new mum dead? No, alive! It's alive. It's a makeshift kit that's been invented, developed from a condom, a catheter, and a syringe, and it can prevent mothers dying in childbirth. In countries that need... What an amazing invention that is. That's very good, isn't it? Alright, yep. So we got that wrong. Anyway, Karthik Nagasan, a contestant from last year's Apprentice programme. Dead or alive?
I'm going to say alive.
Yeah, went into the Celebrity Big Brother house last night, apparently.
Oh.
I know. Dead or alive, my auntie Sylvie, my great aunt Sylvie, dead or alive?
She's alive.
Yes, she is. Weekly update. Laquan, she's 96 years old. She's in a home in Warwickshire. She's lost all of her mental faculties, drinks from a sippy cup, doesn't recognise any of us anymore, but she's still alive, and that's the main thing. And weekly update, my Aunt Sylvie, alive. There you go. The chances of brand new TalkSport presenter Joey Barton playing football in the UK in the next 9 months, dead or alive?
I'm going to say dead.
Yes, he's currently banned from playing football as he broke strict FA rules about gambling on his own sport. TalkSport's standards are quite lax, though, so they don't worry about that kind of thing. So he's doing it. Anyway, the chances of this show, this very show, Laquan, getting an advert in the Sun newspaper like all the other shows on the station appear to get...
Definitely alive.
No, it seems not.
Really?
No, apparently not. We've not been told anything, but it's our advert in the national press is conspicuous by his absence, I'd say. It's fair to say. So, dead. The record number of the type of people due to drugs. The record number of the type of people due to drugs, dead or alive?
Alive.
No, they're dead. In the news today, there's been a record number of drug-related deaths. That's in the news today. The Hills, dead or alive. The Hills.
Dead.
Well, yes, they are. I thought you might have gone alive with the sound of music. But you didn't. So the Hills are, in fact, dead. The Hills, of course, are a family that lived... just three or four doors along from my parents when I was growing up, and they were all three generations of them, Laquan, wiped out in a tragic life-drawing accident in the mid-90s. So,
oh, my gosh.
I know. We're over it. Right, dead or alive, what type of ringer Meatloaf thinks you are despite not knowing you?
Alive?
Let's find out. I don't know who you are, but you're a real dead ringer. Oh, it was dead, wasn't it? It was dead. Dead ringer. Well, let's go. We're going straight to what we're doing. Are we going to the scores or are we going to the system?
The scores.
Is it the score? We're going for the scores. Right. Okay. Who's been keeping score? Oh, Cornelius has.
I have.
Yeah.
Okay.
Four.
you haven't been giving me score, have you? Just guessing.
No, I think it's four. I mean, I did zone out for a couple questions.
Yeah, fair enough.
But four sounds right.
Congratulations, Laquan. You got 4 points. Congratulations. Well done.
Hey.
Well done. Good to talk to you, Laquan. Laquan Johnson there from Northampton. If you're passing Northampton and want an expensive watch, why not pop into Stefan's, the jeweller of Northampton. Speaking of jewels, here's one in the crown of radio.
Oh dear, what a magical link that was.
Wasn't that nice?
Yes.
That's I thought that was quite smooth and professional.
You are smooth. Everybody says it about
you, John. John Nicholson's here.
Hello.
He's sitting in for Sam Delaney. He's with you from 4 o'clock. What have you got, John?
I am. Well, we're going to be looking at prisons.
Yes.
Because, you know, there's been prison riots at the moment, and the head of the Prison Governors Association has attacked the government's management of prison in England and Wales. I know a lot of people think that if you're sent to prison, you should be sent to prison for punishment. Obviously, that's the function of prison primarily, isn't it? Or at least one of the functions of prison. But there also has to be rehabilitation. So if prisoners are sharing cramped cells, if drug use is rife in prisons, and if they come out angrier than they were when they went in, what's the point of prison? What are we trying to do as a society? So we're going to be looking at that. We're going to be looking at the whole question of rehabilitation as well. And shouldn't we look at countries which are more successful than us?
What is the answer in the countries? Because obviously the prison, if you look at America, of course, their prison system appears to be even worse than ours.
It is, but a country like the Netherlands,
yeah,
their prisons aren't full because they're rehabilitating people much more successfully than we are.
Yeah.
So I think we've got to learn the lessons of countries that seem to be doing it well. And even the Conservatives these days. Remember, Anne Widdecombe stood up at Tory party conferences and she waved handcuffs. Even the Tories are not in a kinky way, I might
add. That's what I was going to ask my next question.
Because you were looking all excited
and
happy there for a while.
Anne Widdecombe in handcuffs?
Yeah, she wasn't. No, it wasn't romance.
Oh.
No, she was talking about prison working for all the old blue rinses at the Tory party conference who love nothing more than slamming people into prison.
Yeah.
So, but even the Tories now are saying that it isn't really working. And we're going to be looking at Prince Philip. Today's his final day, isn't he? His last day at work
today.
We were hoping very much for a final gaffe. Because Prince Philip, very famous for his gaffes, of course, and his sort of racist comments over the years. I was rather hoping there'd be one today.
I haven't heard as yet, but they have kept him locked inside Buckingham Palace. So maybe once the folk come out, and they'll come up with a final gaffe.
There you go. If it happens, you will be hearing about it with John Nicholson. Next.
I'll break it.
Thank you. Next on Talk Radio. I want something up there with, I think the classic was it 1986 or thereabouts, the slitty eyes one?
Yes.
Was a bit of a classic, wasn't it?
And the Scots asking the Scottish driving instructor, how do you keep the native sober enough long enough to pass their test?
Asking the Aborigine if he still throws spears.
Asking the people from Papua New Guinea, did they still eat one another?
That's right. And the other classic, of course, this fuse box looks like an Indian put it in.
Yep.
Classics, one and all, from him.
I think we came up with quite a lot there, top of our heads, didn't we?
So, in fact, let's hope there's a gaffe before the end of the day.
Prince Philip, don't you just love him?
It could go out on a high. John Nicholson with you next on Talk Radio. We're back tomorrow, 1 till 4. Good afternoon.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.